not giving in.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show for Thursday in the DealsInTheD.com studios. What's poppin'? We're live on Facebook. Oh, joy! Brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. And let's see, Thursday will be Trivia Thursday. Tonight is Open Mic Wednesday. I wonder how that's going. Taco Tuesdays, of course. Fresh squeezed margaritas on Monday for $3. And the 10% Drew and Mike discount. And, of course, the 35-foot TV, which is just awesome. We really need to get that out there.
Has anyone ever said that TV's too big in any situation?
I'm not aware of that happening.
Besides maybe Jerry's World down in Dallas?
I don't think so. I think people enjoy it. And with all the basketball coming up and March Madness, 35-foot TV at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Almost 150 different tequilas there, by the way. So check them out, and they bring you Facebook Live once again on this important day, as we all enjoyed so much the State of the Union address last night.
Oh, it was great. That is the hippest room in America, isn't it?
They always leave you
so
wanting,
cool.
They always leave you wanting more, though. I feel like,
yeah.
Can't you tell me more about what's going on? What more can I learn about the state of our union?
They do know the showbiz rule.
Yeah, leave you wanting more. Always.
Less is more.
What do I want to say about this? I thought the USA chants were inspiring.
Yeah, from both sides. Both exactly. Sides of the USA chants.
The happy birthday song.
It's great.
That's something that hasn't been brought out in a long time.
And it was conducted by the, you know.
What was that?
Commander-in-chief.
And there's a kid there who's invited because his name
As
is
predicted.
Trump. And he's being bullied because he's being bullied for being named Trump. First of all, why would you invite him? It's like, it seems to me
he's
you're
going to get bullied more.
Bringing more on the kid. And
hey,
why did he go?
I don't know. Because equal time, one... though, the bully should have been invited, shouldn't he?
Yes.
Have?
Yeah, to wake his ass up.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
What's wrong with this fucking kid? You got this scintillating State of the Union address, and you're crashed? Of course you get bullied. I can't imagine being his parents and going, oh, my God, we've been invited to the State of the Union. This is wonderful. What's wrong with this?
Sorry.
Let's get on the first plane.
Oh, God.
I haven't heard this song in so long. I was so pumped.
And they were all together. It was so nice.
Happy birthday.
The band leader.
To him. I don't
whoa,
care.
Whoa, what rep was that?
It's just one of those songs you don't hear very often, and for them to dig that out, I thought was great.
I wonder if they got the copyright.
I did think that, you know, Trump started off pretty strong yesterday. When he came out here.
I mean, that walk-on music.
President of America!
Woo!
President Donald Trump!
Did a few karate moves. It did seem close to Idiocracy last night.
We are so... I think we've passed Idiocracy. Haven't we gone way past Idiocracy?
We may have shot past it.
I really think we did.
Shit.
That shouldn't have been as
funny. I know she's bad right now. With all that starving bullshit and the dust storms, and we running out of French fries and burrito covers.
Yeah.
But I got a solution.
That's what you said last time, dipshit.
I got a solution. You're a dick.
South Carolina, what's up?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so great.
I need to see the whole movie soon.
Movie? That was real life.
I know, you're right.
Last night.
Right. The Raising the Roof, by the way.
That room's hit, man.
People raise the roof?
Yeah, in Congress.
The chicks in white were freaking me out. I don't know why.
Why?
It just seemed like Adults of the Corn or something, or like a cult, like a scary cult.
Oh, a scary cult of women.
Yeah, maybe.
The Remnants.
Andrea Ocasio looked pretty.
Alexandria.
You mean AOC?
AOC, sorry.
Don't you know you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day?
I can't believe Elizabeth Warren wore that headdress. That was weird.
I know.
Elizabeth Warren. Patrick is so bummed.
Patrick, our friend, he was on the Elizabeth Warren train, which I didn't know anyone was on the train, especially anyone that I knew, a guy. I was shocked, and I was trying to let him down. So I said, Patrick, I don't know. I think she's got a lot of issues. And she just opened the beer up.
Yes, that was number one.
That I thought was almost a Terminator. And now,
actually, that was number two. The DNA movie was number one.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well. 1/1024th DNA, Native American.
Wow. I mean, Pocahontas?
Like, I probably have more.
You do have high cheekbones.
And then today, yesterday, what'd she apologize for yesterday?
No, she got served notice
the Nicholas
to
Sandman,
not delete anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
She tweeted about Sandman.
And then today, her heritage on her state bar test in 86 says American Indian for race.
Yeah.
Ah, boy.
Oops.
She apologized for that. She's done a lot of apologizing. It does get her in the news.
And by the way, none of those people used indigenous people to describe.
Yeah, oh. She's an American Indian. Ooh.
Yeah. A couple of.
Who, Pocahontas?
I don't. For some reason, I never thought when Trump was really being a dick to her, I never thought she would win that war. Yeah. And when she took the DNA test, I thought, well, she must know something that, you know, maybe there's something to this.
And to come up so short.
I know. Not even close.
But they have done stories about how people, and they actually have a commercial campaign where people are like, I thought I was Italian.
Oh, yeah, for Ancestry.com.
Oh, yeah, that's not completely unusual, but she's been bragging about it for so long.
I know.
And it seems, whenever anyone, it's like stolen valor, isn't it, kind of?
I guess.
Regarding those commercials, I get so mad at the lady who's so excited to be related to George Washington because I sit there and watch it going, what does that do for you?
I feel the same way.
So what?
I think most
related
of it is
to
really,
ooh.
My brother's been digging into this stuff, and I couldn't be less interested. I don't know. Just like 1600s.
Oh, like your origin story?
Yeah, right. There was no electricity when you're finding out about people who were alive when there was no electricity, so I automatically don't care right away.
I did the 23andMe one. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. You have.
It's like Swiss and French and Belgian. I'm a mutt.
Boom,
so I found out nothing.
Poo-poo DNA.
Don't you have some African DNA as well?
Oh, everybody does, pretty much.
Yeah, well,
like
of course.
0.3.
Well, everybody.
So can I claim that I'm African-American?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like Elizabeth Warren is Native American?
Might have to end up apologizing to somebody.
I'm not running for public office.
I don't know. Our audience holds you pretty tight standards.
That's true. They do.
So,
oh, believe
you never know.
Me. I know.
You know, on the... the presidential thing, I saw a poll today, I never wrote this down, that said if Biden entered the race, 50% of all adults would vote for Joe Biden.
Whoa.
And I have a feeling Biden would win. I think, who knows between now and then what could happen. But I've always felt that if Joe Biden ran, if he ran last time, he probably would have won.
Yeah,
I also happen to call him a lightweight.
But I'm in this zone now where I'm really I don't know if something feels wrong about having 70-something-year-old presidents. Doesn't it seem kind of crazy?
Yeah, I feel like that vice president has to be really solid.
Well, Reagan.
They never are.
Really hot.
How old was Reagan?
Reagan was in his 70s when he was president. His second term, wasn't he, 71 or 72? But, you know, there's a lot of evidence that suggests that he was not on his game.
Reagan was 73. Yeah.
When he was elected?
The second time.
Okay. Can you imagine, when they go...
Biden and Beto.
Yeah.
Biden and Beto. How about Beto and Biden be VP again, maybe? And he can sort of be the...
Would he do that? Would he take
What's
that?
The Vice movie on...
Vice?
Vice?
No, the Vice movie on...
It's called Vice.
George Bush's...
Vice.
Right hand.
And Cheney.
No, Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney. That's what
I
was
looking
for. Yeah. Dick Cheney was running things behind the scene, and Biden could do the same thing for Beto. And Beto could be the good-looking guy who loves the Beatles that everybody votes for because of those things. And he rolls up his sleeves, and he swears.
I like that idea.
Young, handsome.
Possible.
It's just a thought. Trump gets 41% of adults. Bernie Sanders against Trump gets 41%. Isn't that amazing that Bernie Sanders, he's 77 or something?
He doesn't look it. He doesn't look.
He doesn't act like it at all.
I mean, he's about to die any day.
They all have insane energy. Like when they say, "And Trump is flying to Europe," I was go, "God, he's 71. He's flying here, there."
Because he's saved it up. He hasn't been working out.
That's right.
The energy bar theory.
It takes no energy to fly somewhere because he's on board a plane. He's got all the chicken that he needs, and he's got a bed.
He's got better Wi-Fi than we have in this house.
Yeah. You can sleep the whole way. So
Kamala Harris gets 38%. And I don't think Beto was in the poll. But 62% of Democrats want Biden to run.
But Beto just told Oprah that he's going to announce soon whether or not he's running.
Yeah, who else? Oh, Bradley Cooper talked to Oprah, too.
He's very
embarrassed. He's embarrassed that he didn't get the Oscar nomination because he didn't do his job.
What a total pussy.
Would you shut up?
Get out of here, Cooper.
So you're embarrassed because you should get an Oscar nomination every time you do something?
Go back to acting. Go do the Elephant Man again. That was awesome. I love it. Have you ever seen those pictures of the Elephant Man?
Yes. And when he transforms into the Elephant
Man.
Yeah,
that was
impressive.
He does
not look like the Elephant Man.
Oh,
he doesn't transform.
So.
No, he doesn't.
I think he looked exactly
like
him. He
looks like Bradley Cooper.
He bends a little to the right, slouches down, moves.
He looks like Bradley Cooper.
I don't know. I thought it was the Elephant Man when I saw it.
Is he too good? I mean, doesn't he just always say the right thing? Isn't he too wonderful?
Yeah, he's pretty wonderful.
I don't like people that are that wonderful. I don't want him to
he's
be
He's
got to
have some skeletons in his closet.
Why don't he?
He bought a blackface.
I don't want him to have been in blackface. I don't want that. I just want him to be
Wait,
warm.
What if he's dancing to a cool song, though?
I don't know. I don't think it's survivable. I want him to be more.
Wait,
movies.
It is in the entertainment industry.
And who's been in blackface?
Ted Danson.
Oh, a lot of people.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel.
That's true.
Jimmy Fallon.
Can we have
Sarah Silverman?
Can we have? I don't want to get into the blackface story yet, but can we have Blackface Amnesty Day or Blackface Admission Day, where everyone admits it and talks about how much pain they've caused,
and then everybody
and then
gets
all
over
move
it.
On, and then anybody from that point on has to be fired forever.
I like it.
Right.
I'm on
Any
board.
Any new blackface? This is your warning. It's Blackface Admission Day. If you're not paying attention, too bad.
That's a great idea. I like that.
Brilliant.
I like that.
What do you think about blackface amnesty? Like, if it's pre a certain, what would be the date that amnesty is allowed?
1993, Ted Danson.
Wow. No, I think that's a good idea. I really.
Tom Hanks?
I'm all for it.
I was texting with my sister today, and I was saying that, you know, when all the Megyn Kelly stuff was going on, I was going, and her high school class, 100 people signed this petition. We knew about black. We knew how horrible blackface was in the 70s. And so I was asking my sister, am I dumb? Because I don't remember ever talking about blackface when I was a teenager or in college. Or people going, oh, my God, blackface. I don't ever remember that happening, ever. And she agreed. So either she and I are both really stupid and weren't paying attention, or we're horrible racists. I don't think she's ever been in blackface. Please correct me, Patty, if you have. I don't believe
I like
she's ever
Patty's
been in blackface.
Confess now.
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
But when Ted Danson happened, that was the big blackface moment that I remember. And I remember thinking, God, why did he? First of all, I thought he looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was my serious issue, Shell. That was. Yeah.
He was full on minstrel show blackface.
I know. He had the white
he
lips.
Yeah. Bad.
It was like, but he was with Whoopi, so I thought.
Some of his best friends
Whoopi
are black.
Shouldn't Whoopi have known? Shouldn't Whoopi have said, hey, you're in blackface? That causes me deep pain.
She would have been
wasn't a surprise.
She was with him.
She was
a conspirator.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a surprise. I thought he was surprising her, like at a party or something.
I don't look. Can you deep dive on it? I'll do the commercials. Let's find out what happened with Ted Danson in that life-changing blackface moment. And we have a new blackface story today.
I'm sorry.
listeners keep telling us how much they love Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram because they go above and beyond. The general manager, Jeff Schneider, the owner, Thad Zot. They want to work with our people. They want to make sure they're happy. They don't want to hand you off to commission-waving, willy-nilly salespeople. So just call either location. Ask for Jeff Sell. He'd love to talk to you if you have an issue or something you want to discuss with him. And during their 2019 auto show event at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, they've got the truck of the year for lease, a 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab for $169 a month. They double your auto show bonus cash. They also double it when you lease a 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month. And then the auto show deals on Wrangler with employee pricing for everyone. on the all-new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. No discount number needed. Show and get employee price on a brand-new Wrangler. Only at dealsinthed.com. Hull Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and great supporters of our show and keeping close track of all our tips, too. Oh, my God. I'm just beside myself with stress over what's happening with Jess since she took over. We're really under the gun. Really? We're in the spotlight. I think everybody is. David Hull and Hull Financial are the team to go to. We're getting good tips, though. We're doing okay. They're the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance, and you've heard it from our listeners. How many ways can they tell you what a great job they do, how they always get back to you, how quickly they work, how they average 19 days in an industry that takes 44? If it's a refi, if you want to take money out of your home, if you want to buy a new home, your dream home, Hull Financial will be very professional, and they can tell you if they can do it and do it well. And sometimes we know a couple of you have said, you know what, they couldn't refi my home for some reason. It was there were issues, but they're very, very professional always. On top of the elite service, I closed on my home 2 weeks early, says one of our most recent users of Hull Financial. Even the sellers were impressed. So if you want to go to the website and click the link there, fill out the online form, they'll get back to you. They'll be crunching numbers in no time at Hull Financial. Or you can go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000. And where's my... where's that number that comes at the end? It's not in the new copy. Oh! Anybody know where the old copy is?
1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Really?
I think I know what the number is.
555-5555.
7-3-5-14. Anybody know where the copy
2000.
Is?
Negative.
12 million.
Hey, while you're looking.
It's kind of important.
Oh, it's NMLS number 1467435.
How do you access that?
19.
Google.
Aha!
Dancing,
by the
way.
I would have never Googled that.
You know,
I don't think I would have thought to Google that.
But I've been in that same situation where it's total hot water if you don't have that.
You know the spotlight we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard, pretty good work there under pressure.
Ted claimed when he started doing that whole routine with the blackface and he was telling jokes.
Yeah, the old blackface routine.
Ted, where you at?
And everybody was stone-faced and he says, she dared me to do this, meaning Whoopi.
Oh.
But she also released a statement that said that she knew what Danson and the other speakers were planning and that made the day particularly fun because these were people who loved me.
In fact, she said that she helped co-write it because what had happened, it was at the Friars Club Comedy Roast.
Seems like Whoopi wasn't hurt.
I forgot that he used the N-word.
12 times, yeah.
What?
And he ate a watermelon.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. But Whoopi says she helped write some of the material, so it was okay.
It didn't come off very okay to me.
Montel Williams was very upset about it, as was Mayor David Dinkins.
Yeah, Dinkins and Halle Berry was there, too. Halle wasn't happy.
Halle was unhappy, too?
Yes, Halle was very unhappy.
Were they mad at Whoopi, Ted, or both?
And is probably directed at Ted.
And what person in the crowd laughed the hardest? Are they in trouble?
Do they say who laughed?
Ted, where you at?
No.
You'd think they would.
Anita Baker was there, RuPaul, Mr. T.
Mr. T!
Michael Spinks.
And Sugar
Ray. Judy News!
He's laughing his ass off.
Oh, God, I love that.
T!
I wonder how T's doing.
He's doing great.
I know, I love T. He always seems like he's doing well.
Yeah.
What's his name, B.T. Baracus?
B.A. Baracus. Bad attitude.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, man.
So, in Virginia, the governor, we know, can moonwalk. And he put shoe polish on his face. And it's funny, that shoe polish thing really gets a lot of play. I have CNN on a lot just on the TV. And so I'm walking by or I'm just doing stuff in front of the TV. And I've heard a lot of conversation from the panels at night on this.
Does that mean
fake news.
Does that mean Jim Jones wore blackface? Because he put shoe polish on to have longer sideburns.
Yeah. I don't know if that qualifies blackface.
That's hair.
Those are black burns.
but anyway, a lot of people love great saying guy. That the way he described putting shoe polish on sure sounds like he'd done it a lot of times, which I think is, I don't know,
wait,
I think it's kind of weird.
I've never done it, and I could tell you how I would put it on.
Well,
be like,
but he's such an expert
shoes.
On it, you just put a little bit on. How does he know that if he only did it once?
Well, no, and it doesn't come out is yeah. what he knew.
That's true. He said you only need a little bit, though, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyway, he's, of course... the world is over for him. Then the lieutenant governor...
I don't know. He's not going anywhere.
No, I don't think they can force him out. I'm not sure they can do that.
Not giving in.
So the lieutenant governor, by the way, he's accused of forcing a girl to give him oral sex in 2004. She says, that's consensual. She loved blowing me.
Did you see her statement today?
Yes, she's making noise now. I don't think she's going away.
It's interesting, though, she said they started kissing and it was consensual.
Well, kissing and blowing somebody.
I know, but I just thought that was interesting, though. I don't know what it means.
Well, maybe,
she
you
did
know.
Say he kept his hand on the back of her neck so she couldn't get up.
Mm. Is she on tape saying this, or is this just a statement?
Statement
or?
She released.
Okay. Anyway, that's not cool.
No. Is he giving in?
I don't think. Do we have a drop that would describe his feelings at the moment?
How's he doing?
Not giving in.
So today,
he really isn't giving in. He's
no, he's not.
Down.
He seems to me the person who feels least upset about what happened.
Yeah.
And then we have the attorney general, who would be the third in line.
Oh, my God.
And he comes out today saying, God, I wore blackface in 1980. I was impersonating Curtis Blow for this costume party. Which, you know, my first reaction to that was, it was 1980. He said I was 19 years old at University of Virginia. Boy, some crazy stuff goes on at University of Virginia, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Oof. And he said he was a big Curtis Blow fan. And my first thought was, wow, he's pretty hip to be into Curtis Blow in 1980.
That was what you thought first.
That's a very serious issue, shall I thought. I admit it, but I did think, you know, when I was 19 at VT and working at WBT, we weren't playing Curtis Blow. We were playing New Wave, Punk, Parliament Funkadelic.
UVA, way more woke.
It sounds that way, but then he wore blackface.
Once again, they have to have a dance-off to see who's going to control the Virginia state.
I want to know if these other two people moonwalk. Can we have a moonwalk off?
Yeah, they can.
Maybe that's how they should elect people in Virginia.
Do you see who's fourth in line?
Nice state, by the way.
He's a Republican, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the leader.
Is he born blackface?
He's the leader of the state house. They have one more seat than the Democrats.
Oh.
And the reason they have one more seat is because there was a tie in one area and they flipped a coin.
What?
Really? Nice state. That's a great state.
So theoretically, he could become the governor, this Republican, which would totally switch the sides here based on a coin toss.
Till we find out when he was in blackface and who he was honoring by doing it.
Did he live in Virginia? Or?
I assume everybody in the Virginia state out of the Commonwealth has done blackface by now.
Yeah, because it seems like the price of admission.
Okay, so aren't you dying to know who else has been in blackface? There's got to be, if it's this easy to find people in Virginia, Virginia's not that unique a state.
I don't know.
I'm feeling there's a lot of blackface. A lot of people thought they were cool at the costume party. We're going to find out they weren't so cool after all.
Hey.
They must be sweet.
Trudy, I saw Trudy squirming. I'm like, why is Trudy squirming?
It was me. It was a tribute to Tina Turner, though. I loved Tina Turner. I thought she was amazing.
I like that. I do think the tribute thing is real. I think people, a lot of times, they love these people, but they didn't have bad intentions. And I don't remember you giving a minstrel show.
And the governor,
Maybe you did. I don't know. Can you clarify that?
No minstrel show. No, okay. Absolutely not.
I don't think the guy is Curtis Blow through a minstrel show in the middle of... He lip-synced Curtis Blow at the party, apparently. I don't think he got the stools out and did a minstrel show in the middle of the Curtis Blow. I don't think.
So, Trudy, you are not resigning from the Drew and Mike show?
No, I'm not. I'm not
giving in. Me and
not giving in. And neither is the governor of Virginia yet, so...
Would you place your fortunes on his back? And whatever happens to him, I'll go with it.
No. Hell no.
Can you moonwalk?
No. Not moonwalk.
His
wife, though, watching him like that, being like, no, you don't want to do that.
And his look back was like, you never let me do anything fun.
Does he remind anyone of George Bush?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I could see that.
I liked his folksy banter.
Yeah.
I mean, he really seemed like he didn't think it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Are you saying George Bush did blackface?
Maybe.
That's what I call the flatulation proclamation.
He was a pretty wild character for
a
very long time.
He was. I remember when he ran, and honestly, it was bizarre to me that he became the Republican candidate when he did.
Yeah.
Because he was a fuck-off until he was 30. He was a complete fuck-off.
Who was he up against?
Gore. And
no,
then,
I mean in the primary. Was it probably Bob Dole again?
2000?
Oh, right, Bob.
God, I can't
Dole.
I don't even remember.
There's only a way to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look it up.
It seems to me he had raised so much money, nobody had a chance.
John McCain.
Oh, McCain, that's really? Right. That's where McCain got robbed the first time.
Yeah.
Alan Keyes. Remember Alan
Stephen
Keyes?
Alan Forbes.
Stephen Forbes.
Get out of here,
pussy.
Forbes.
He's such a puss.
Orrin Hatch. And Gary Bauer. Those were the big ones that...
And these jokers just tinkering into the presidential. Get out of here. Get out of here.
How did McCain lose to him?
But I mean, early on, obviously, there was a ton of people that ran. So the ones that withdrew before the primary elections were like John Kasich, Dan Quayle, Elizabeth Dole, Pat Buchanan.
Dan Quayle. Are you kidding? Quayle, get out of here.
Alan Keyes actually got some delegates.
Alan Keyes was black, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was black.
He's not giving in. Fuck.
Yeah, why did he just disappear? Why do some people just vanish?
What happened to Alan Keyes? Is he even alive?
I have no idea.
He is alive. Yeah. Where is he?
Is Calvin Pete alive? I don't know why I thought of Calvin Pete when
I've never
Keyes
even heard
came.
Of Calvin
He's
Pete.
The black golfer guy.
What?
He was a black golfer.
How's his last name spelled?
Who was the other black golfer?
VJ? VJ's not black.
No, there's another. There was another
Beggar,
guy.
Beggar Vance?
No.
Tiger Woods.
Maybe Calvin Pete was the first major black golfer.
Pete Brown?
I don't remember Pete Brown. While you're checking.
Calvin Pete died in 2015.
He did. My thoughts go out to the Pete family.
Hope they're okay.
He seemed like a really good guy.
Tough
He's a good golfer.
Alan Keyes is still alive, but...
What's he doing?
Super down low.
Wasn't he in a Borat movie?
Oh, right.
Was he in there?
I don't know.
What am I thinking of?
No, I think you're right.
I know. What a ridiculous thing. Some politician was in the movie, and he met with him, and he tried to take his clothes off or something.
Yeah.
Well, Ron Paul, he did that too.
Oh, it was Ron Paul. How can you mix up Ron Paul and Alan Keyes? That's
nothing
bizarre.
Alike.
No, but I agree. There was somebody else that... Alan Keyesian...
Alan Keyesian. That term has never been used before, ever. It joins me and my two fists are leaving.
He was in Borat.
He was?
Yes.
All right. I feel so redeemed.
Yeah. He appeared in the 2006 mockumentary film Borat. Well, I want to see that.
I want to see that movie. Dr. Yaldo wants you to know they'd love to see you because they do all those LASIK surgeries, the multifocal implants for people 50 plus. We've had 50 of our listeners in 2018 who trusted their vision to Dr. Yaldo and were thrilled with the results and say that it was the best decision they ever made and how they're done with glasses and reading glasses and contacts and also seeing tiny print up close. Well, they didn't even have to be up close. No, amazing. Supervision for many. Better than 2020. We could read the plaudits of Dr. Yaldo all day, and they've been a great sponsor for us, and we hope we'll stay. And if you do want to get an evaluation from Dr. Yaldo, there's the Drew and Mike discount. You can just call 800-398-EYES. If you need new glasses, too, if you decide, you know, I'm not ready for this surgery, but I do need new frames, they've got that. They've got you covered. 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Dr. Roche has a Valentine's special. Trudy?
Oh.
Nope.
Roche?
Yeah, well, they always have gift certificates for Valentine's.
Yes, because, you know, nothing makes you look hotter on Valentine's Day than
you never
like
know.
A little freshener
anything.
BBL? Or...
Yeah. Why can't I get the Thanksgiving? Why can't I get the Valentine's email to come up? Why is the latest Dr.
Roche's Valentine's Day special ends 2/19/19. And, here are the packages. Botox, Dysport, Juvederm, and Restylane can make you look years younger, remove wrinkles, and create a contoured look. Bring the passion back into your relationship with Diva, vaginal rejuvenation for Valentine's Day.
Explore the Ultimate. Yeah, makeover. Oh, you could also get HD liposuction, Body Titan Zerona, that package,
nice.
Which will sort of pull it all together and smooth it all out. And you can.
Trudy, sounds like you're straining to do some explaining. Here's mine.
Oh.
This message cannot be displayed because of the way it's formatted. My Dr. Roach Valentine's Day special. And yours is just full in pink with hearts.
Yeah.
Wait!
It's the difference between what? Android and iPhone, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Note 8, man. But anyway, they invite you to come in for a consultation. And it ends 2/19/19. And guess what?
What?
I'm going to keep going. I am not going to give up on this. I'm just going to keep
giving in.
Hitting these Valentine packages hard. It's important that you look young and fresh.
And hot.
And doable on Valentine's
and hotter. Day. Yeah. And, of course, boobs. Always boobs.
Right. And guys too.
Yeah, guys do a lot of stuff there. Yeah. If you want to get rid of a green blob, it's a great place
good
to start.
Point. Yeah.
Dr. Roach, 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110, DROC. Exactly. Don't give in to looking crappy.
I've seen some of his books where, you know, like he loves showing the before and after pictures, I must admit are very, very interesting at DROCHE.com. And guys, getting that, like, you know
what guys?
Guys with the, you know, the lines feet, of crow's feet around feet. Your eyes.
Yeah.
Guys.
Or that weary... Overtanned look.
Yeah.
That's what those lasers that's one of the most impressive things they do, in my opinion. You see these sun damaged faces, and all of a sudden it's like, what? It's such a difference.
Spots on.
So then we have Zot Ford and Holly doing their amazing Key for Key event again. Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 2018 or 19 Ford without spending a dime. They want to lower your monthly payment. They'll assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe.
Giving in.
Fob for fob exchange. Give them the keys or fob to your old turd mobile, and Zot Ford will provide you with the keys or fob to your brand new Ford. Plus, Zot Ford will make your first month's payment. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure. If you don't want to buy a car from a commission-waving, chubby, middle-aged guy, feel free to ask one of the fine ladies in sales at Zot Ford. They're down to help you out. Only from our friends at DealsInTheD.com. So, other news today... We were going to call Andy Dick today.
Oh, what?
He played that Kiss thing on The Price is Right late in the show yesterday. That was bizarre. But Kiss will do anything to promote themselves. I have to admit.
I got to find Kenneth and see if he's actually going on the trip.
Yeah, he acted like a huge Kiss fan. And I was really not so sure about that. But, black guys can love Kiss, too.
Oh, yeah. Boy, talk about they... Do whiteface.
Oh.
Right? Kiss.
Oh. Is that okay?
Well, they're white.
However.
Are they trying to say that?
They sold me.
Real white is the real white?
They sold me many, many tickets in my youth predicated on this whole idea that they were like these.
Monsters.
Monster rockers.
Demons.
And then when they went makeupless. So disappointed.
As was the
I know.
Like, do you are when you see a woman without makeup on?
That
it was,
the
same thing.
It's really weird that whole thing on MTV where they go from the fade of them in the makeup to the fade of them without it. It was like, oh,
yeah.
Everyone's bummed. They couldn't sell records anymore. They had to put the makeup on.
I know.
To get everything back together,
put it back on, and start selling coffins.
It was at Tiger Stadium when they put it back on. Wasn't that the first show of that tour?
Yeah. God, that was hot. That was a hot day.
That was a great show, though. Sponge opened, Alice in Chains, and Kiss. It was a great show.
Remember Lane Staley all bundled up, too?
I know.
Was
that
like
was
110, and he was wearing...
That's the one thing that sticks with me about that show, is that was when it was like, something is really not right here.
Right.
Although he sounded good.
Yeah.
I thought they sounded good. Yeah. I enjoyed that part of the show. Yeah. Although they had these fold-out chairs... I had good seats. They had the fold-out chairs if you were on the field.
Hey.
If you were on the field, too?
Yeah.
And everyone was standing in them.
Right.
And they were kind of sitting in sort of a
dangerous.
Rainy area. Yeah. It was. Everyone, drunk people were falling off their chairs constantly, including someone right next to me. It was so annoying.
They fall on top of you?
Pretty much. Yeah. There's some audio from the show. That's the whole row going down.
Domino.
It's terrible.
It's like me getting out of the car in front of your house.
What happened?
Oh, yeah,
oh no!
Out there, man.
Are you wearing snow pants for this?
Should have been.
Wait, I threw some salt out on the sidewalk. That didn't help.
Did
you see the big chunks of salt?
I did see the chunks of salt.
I opened the bag of salt that you have on your porch.
It shouldn't be on the porch.
So I just tried slamming it into the ground. I slammed one, and it went flying into my own car. It's like, there's a big mark on the side of my car now.
No, this was in front of your neighbor's house.
Oh, sue him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Move the podcast to their house.
I'm appalled.
My backpack went fall, went like flying.
Too bad the ring wasn't on. We could have watched it.
Did Joey record it?
Does your neighbor have a ring?
Phone half enough, fast enough.
Does your neighbor have a doorbell camera?
Good question.
Oh, my God.
Does the city have cameras
horrible.
On the street?
It's got to be something available. Unless this is fake.
No, this is not fake.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, but.
If you need a lawyer, I know a good one who doesn't give in.
What's going on with Smollett, by the way? I heard the police.
Not giving in.
Oh, Smollett?
The police want to re-interview him.
Yeah, they want to talk
to
him.
Does that thing seem like it's taking a slight left turn?
Well, there was other new news yesterday, which we never talked about.
Yeah, they had more tape. They had more videotape, and they were starting to go through it, and they were kind of implying that we may have the area where this happened.
First off, did you see the doctored photo of the two suspects?
No, I did not.
Someone took the photo from Ralph Northam's yearbook, the blackface AKK, and put him on the street. It was pretty funny.
There was a meme going around, too, saying it was after the Jesse Smollett thing. It just happens like, oops, wrong photo. And it was Al Sharpton with Tawana Brawley. There have been a lot of smart-assy people on Twitter having fun with this.
What's interesting is the city of Chicago, Chicago police released the incident report.
Yeah.
And he never told them about This Is MAGA Country. So that came out well later.
That's from his manager.
Yeah.
Who was on the phone with him.
So
he won't give up his phone.
I don't know if the manager embellished it. But he also said that he didn't want to go to the authorities.
Yeah.
But they did call him, quote, an
by the way, who are
empire
these people, who are the people
F-word N-word.
That are with him at 2 o'clock in the morning? Because weren't there two different people with him, hanging out with him? I'm not
his associates.
What's an associate? Why is an associate at your apartment at 2 in the morning? I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I just kind of wondered.
Stuff that you have to handle last minute.
Associates?
A friend.
He was 5 hours late. Okay, they're friends probably.
Yeah.
Hanging out at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, he had just gotten home.
But I think it's interesting that he didn't want to report it and didn't.
I have associates waiting for me if I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird that the police would even say they want to re-interview him.
Well, the associate...
Do you think they would just tell him that?
Yeah, unless they can't get word to him or he's ignoring
Well,
him.
I don't know. It just... And there was another... There's a guy in Chicago on Channel 32 who's sort of reporting stuff that the other media doesn't like reporting, it seems. Ah. And he had something out there about how... Let's see. Someone in law enforcement, I believe it was Chicago police, said that if this is a false report, he will be charged. Mm-hmm. If we determine, and I thought, that's a little different. I mean, they've been very generous, in my opinion, in implying that, you know, he's a victim, which is the right thing to do.
The side you should probably err on.
Yeah. Right. And I thought, I'm surprised they said that.
Was this in a press conference? Did somebody ask them?
I don't know. It was...
Aren't they mollifying people who are trying
maybe,
to start that fire?
Maybe.
Where did you hear this at?
I'm trying to find
Infowars.com.
His name is Rafer.
What?
Rafer.
Just kidding.
No. This guy's a reporter in Chicago.
Wait, the guy's name is Rafer? That's
Rafer.
A cool name, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool.
Rafer. How many famous Rafers are there?
Rafer.
Oh, isn't there a basketball player? Rafer.
Is it Rafer?
You play at Kansas?
Johnson?
Wasn't there a sprinter named Rafer, like an Olympic champion? Yeah.
Rafer Alston.
No, his name's not Rafer Alston.
Oh, he was also a.k.a.
Rafer Weigel.
No, Rafer Alston was Skip to My Lou from the those street basketball games.
Skip to My Lou?
Yeah, that was his nickname.
Oh, I hear somebody saying, I realized today that Chicago reporter Rafer Weigel is responsible for much of the misinformation And Rafer Wise says, I'm curious where you're getting information since you seem to know the truth of what happened. What are you sourcing that proves Chicago police are providing misinformation?
I love that battle when everybody's like, what are your sources?
You know. Well, I wondered if this guy was getting crap because...
And then if you give a source, then they're immediately like, oh, that's such bullshit. Then.
Chicago police say they're trying to match the rope that was around Jesse Smollett to its point of origin to see if there's surveillance video showing the person who bought it.
Bought the rope?
Yeah.
Wait, say that again?
They're trying to find where the rope was bought so they can see who bought it.
How do you find out where rope was bought?
Oh, I don't know. Well, when they really dig into a story, I mean, it's just like, how does the FBI find out who sent this stupid letter? I think that would be very interesting to find out who sent a threatening letter to Jesse Smollett 9 days before. Isn't that important?
Wouldn't you think that'd be way easier to track than where a piece of rope was bought?
A lot of times they'll have the lot number and they can actually...
On a piece of rope?
Well, I mean, they figured out where Tylenol was coming from.
Well, yeah, but they had the bottles with lot numbers on them.
They've done that a lot, though.
Did they have the packaging for the rope?
I don't know.
Besides, it was probably bought on Amazon, like everything else.
Receipt for a rope. A noose.
Yeah. You buy a noose?
Five stars. People really like it.
Oh, Jesus. Probably.
Wow.
Let's see.
Are you saying the police are not giving in?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yesterday they were saying that they had new video that might very well solve it and find the people. So I don't really know where that is. Going, standing, and it's not all on Rafer Weigel.
I think
Rafer Weigel is reporting more than most.
I do think it's interesting, though, that the incident report is not as sensationalized as the first reports that came out.
No, he had cracked ribs.
A scratch on his face.
Does that mean his manager is pulling, you know, is...
I don't know. All I know is he sure is a
Is his manager
celebrity.
Liam Neeson?
He sure is a bigger celebrity than he used to be. I mean, that coverage of his concert with, 300 people there?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of silly.
Would you have to be complicit if your manager were going to do something like that? Would you just be like, what?
No, if he set it up.
Yeah, what? It'd
be kind of weird if he called you right when it happened.
yeah.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Oh, what happened?
I have found Kenneth.
What? No way, really?
The winner of the KISS package.
What?
Sweet. He is a pastor.
Is he really?
Well, yes. He's probably really into KISS then.
He is a pastor.
KISS doesn't tolerate
drugs
and alcohol.
I have two numbers.
Okay.
One for the church, which will probably obviously work definitely. The other one is for Apostle Bull.
Probably
Home.
Obviously work definitely.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, and knowing me, they'll both be wrong, but...
I thought the thing ended up being kind of cheap. He has to fly coach... To get from L.A. to Louisville?
They said the cash value was like $12,500.
I know, but couldn't he fly on the KISS plane on the larger...
Yes.
Is there
a longer trip?
KISS plane?
KISS is flying in a private plane. He's flying on a private plane from Louisville to Chicago to see that show. The guy has to go to two shows. I have a feeling he doesn't want to go to both.
Honestly, when they drop KISS off at Louisville... he doesn't get to go to the show in Louisville, does he?
Oh, he doesn't?
Yeah. No.
Oh, he doesn't?
Mm. No, I think he just...
Hops on the plane.
Why
That's
we
how
asking?
I took it.
We can give it a shot.
Wait, he meets the KISS plane in Louisville?
Yeah, I think the amount of time he spends in Louisville is at the airport.
And that show's in March.
Why don't they just fly him direct to Chicago?
Or Detroit.
Yeah.
I know, the KISS plane should just come get him and then fly him to Louisville.
Why don't they just get another plane to fly this guy if they don't want to fly with him so badly? I mean, it just seems it smacks of not wanting to be on the plane with the winner.
It does.
which we all knew.
Or being tightwads.
Yeah.
We know that.
And coach, why isn't he in first class? It's the Price is Right.
The Price is Right still gives out $1,000 for landing on $1.
I hate it when game shows are cheap. The Newlywed Game was always so cheap. I thought the prizes were just cheap.
And then you get $10.99.
Exactly.
For everything.
People sell half the shit they get on those shows. Mm-hmm. This is Kenneth, who won Price is Right. Gene and Paul and the other two KISS guys, whoever they are. Who replaced Ace and Gene, or Ace and Peter, for the use of drugs and alcohol. But they were there as ornaments. And this dude won this giant package on The Price is Right with Drew Carey.
Hmm. Oh!
All financial hotline blunted on that effort.
Oh.
The hotline was open.
That's why I said definitely, obviously, maybe.
Click the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike Show webpage. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com.
It's interesting to me because when I was a kid growing up in the church, they used to tell me KISS stood for Knights in Satan's Service. Yes.
I heard that.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. And what was AC/DC? You remember AC/DC?
Antichrist, Devil's Child.
What?
Yep.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, it's a fact.
There was a lot of satanic panic in the early 90s.
Satanic panic. I like that. Should be a band.
I remember this pastor playing Led Zeppelin backwards when I was in Roanoke.
Ooh.
And he got a lot of publicity for it, claiming they said, "My sweet Satan."
I think it's Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, it was so lame.
I remember us going through that and discounting it.
It's just laughable.
Thank you for calling the. We're not available to answer your call right now, so please leave us
what
a message.
They have school closed today, too?
Pressing 1 will bypass this message. You are welcome to worship with us. On
press
Sundays,
one.
We have a traditional
leave a message.
Service at night.
Press 1. Hey, Ken, this is the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit, where you're coming to see KISS! If you're the guy that was on Price is Right, hopefully you'll call us back at this 248 number. We just want to congratulate you and... talk about the KISS concerts, man. Congratulations.
See ya.
Do you know when you're on that show?
What show?
Your story lies in the Whispering Wind.
The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Now if you're at the LA Forum.
That's some guy playing Zeppelin backwards.
Oh.
Where they're going.
If you want to hear him.
Okay, listen very carefully.
This dork. Crowd's digging it at this point.
Dear who?
Make a very compelling argument.
Tells them their stairway lies on the Whispering Wind.
Play backwards, dork.
He just told them they're all going to hell, and at the end of the concert, they don't know what's going on. So look how Robert Plant says goodbye to his fans. He just told them they're going to hell. They don't get it. They're cheering Led Zeppelin fanatically. And he tells them that
they
they've been,
it.
It's been a joke, basically. Listen carefully.
LA, it's been very funny. Good night.
I've seen them do that over and over again.
Powerful presentation.
God, he's so
kind of laugh at the
shag.
Crowd. In fact, right here, let's look at Stairway from another angle.
No!
Let's look at it from the angle in which Satanists are looking at it and see what they're actually finding. Now... There's a few different ways.
This guy
ways
probably
to look
got paid for this
masking.
Speech.
Yeah, this guy was it was a cottage industry for the guy that came through Roanoke.
Backwards, but came right from
he's
the
still
script.
Holding the goddamn record.
Me even telling you anything, I've seen a lot of hands go up.
Tell you how.
Ooh, did you hear that?
If you heard that,
my what? Sweet Satan,
because I live
clear,
with Satan.
Quite obvious.
Okay, one more time.
There's
I
a lot more.
It.
Her stairway lies in the Whispering Wind, dear lady, just like the Led Zeppelin fans, because they. Because their power is Satan. They live with Satan. That's who empowers them. And they're following Led Zeppelin. They're really following Satan. Because Led Zeppelin were just four puppets.
He sounds like the
Satan
guy that
use
says...
any four and
don't
form
you know
Led
you're
Zeppelin.
Not supposed to wear white after that name?
Let's listen on.
It is the same guy.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. What?
Backwards it says the Piper's calling to join him or forward.
No, it says...
Backwards it says the Lord turned me off.
I gotta say, if you're backmasking and putting some hidden message in, wouldn't you be a little more blunt?
Well, everybody knows that it's Chicago, that if you play Chicago backwards, they have the satanic.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Who is hearing something forward and can tell what it sounds like backward in their head?
I kind of miss vinyl because there was a lot of this back in the day, the Paul is Dead stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Was what was it on the? I forgot what song it was, but backwards it went. Turn me on, Dead Men. Turn me on, Dead Men.
Once again, wouldn't you be a little more blunt?
Chicago.
Well, a dead man can't turn you on.
I love this song.
I command you in the name of Lucifer to spread the blood of the innocent.
Like
oh
that.
Oh my God, Chicago kicks ass.
Fucking movie.
Oh, yeah, like that. More blunt.
Yeah.
Or up front.
On the entertainment front, the Oscars has decided to go with no host. Oh. Not because of Kevin Hart, but because they're trying to shorten the show.
Fake!
So I don't know why they were asking hosts when they wanted to have no hosts.
Then just put out a press release with the winners' names. Really shorten it.
It'll be interesting to see how the show does. And if it's shorter. It's never shorter.
No. There's a lot of popular movies that are nominated.
Yeah.
Black Panther.
Did you hear Brett Elliott Easton said?
Easton Ellis, yeah.
Said that Black Panther would never be nominated as a Best Picture.
Mm. He's right.
I saw it and I liked it. I really liked the movie.
It was a good movie.
But I felt it was a superhero movie. It was a Marvel movie. They do a great job on all those movies, but
so why is it nominated?
Captain America nominated.
Why is it nominated?
Because of the undertones.
Because of Oscar so white.
But so then we're giving out ninth place ribbons.
Well, it's very empowering.
In the Oscars. Are we? I mean, isn't that kind of what's happening?
You know, Brandon, you do have a point there. I'm sure it is empowering. But I've never, you know.
I mean,
the idea is to pick the best picture.
As a white person, it was a really good movie, but there were other superhero movies that were really good that I would think would ever win.
Yeah, I thought
Oscar.
Thor Ragnarok was better.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
What movie?
Thor Ragnarok.
You know, one of the Thors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're probably put off by the Ragnarok part. It was
Thor 3.
Any movie with the name Thor in it, I'm not going to see.
Really?
What?
Good.
That's almost like electricity to me.
What? Well, though, there's plenty of lightning.
I watch it, of course, because he's hot.
Yep. Me too.
And then it's funny.
But we picked the best picture because it's empowering, because it's the best picture. I'm just bringing it up. It was a big story the other
day. Maybe Bradley Cooper would have done his job.
Right.
I know. He's embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for him.
He didn't do his job.
He didn't do his job.
I mean, some of the movies that are picked for Oscars that are nominated are so stuffy that maybe this is a good trend.
Well, they are trying to put more
popular
movies.
That's true. I agree with you on that.
That's why there's like 20 that are nominated now.
Well, what was was Black Panther the biggest box office movie?
I think it was, yeah.
I always thought the biggest box office movie never won, ever.
No, you know why? Because their award is being the biggest box office movie.
Yeah, right.
Right. They're not trying to win awards for being so deep.
Black Panther was number one, $700 million, followed by another superhero movie, Infinity War, Avengers, $678.
Is Avengers nominated?
No, neither is The Incredibles, which was number 3, Jurassic World, which is number 4, or Deadpool, that was number 5.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
By the way, why is Brett Elliott Easton.
Ellis, yeah.
I'm getting confused with the Cars lead guitarist.
He's
Brett
a mashup.
Elliott Easton. I mean, I haven't heard of this guy in a million years, and all of a sudden he's getting headlines because he's popping off about Black Panther. And also claiming that everyone agrees with him but won't say anything.
Right. His actual quote is, "No superhero movie has ever gotten a Best Picture nomination."
Well, that's true.
"But believe me, Disney is doing everything in its power to make sure this happens. Even though there's no one out here in La La Land who I've met who thinks Black Panther is that good of a movie. Yet, as a piece of representation, they are supporting it."
Alrighty.
A piece of representation?
Well, I always liked his guitar playing, so... Gotta go with Brett
like
on this one.
Like most of America, I think I know the movie business.
Ariana Grande is pulled out of the Grammys.
Oh.
Because they're making her play a song she doesn't want to play, which they don't do to anyone else. Oh. So they're picking on her.
Making her play?
So mean.
Yeah.
She wanted to play Tiny
Grammys so mean is the hashtag, by the way.
You're shitting me? There's a hashtag for it?
No. No. Oh. Right. Well, there probably
I believed it.
It sounded real, didn't it?
Yes.
Oscars, Grammys so mean.
Good. No one wants to hear that shitty song anyway.
I know. What a terrible loss not having Ariana Grande's performance. They've been promoting her, though, in all the commercials.
Well, good. Then they win. They didn't get rid of her.
Yeah, they don't have to have her in the show, and yet all her idiot fans are going to want to watch.
This is the song she demanded to play, right?
Not giving in.
Wow, that's good.
Am I wrong in saying Ariana Grande thinks she's so deep?
No, you're right.
Yeah. She thinks she's the only person who's had a breakup. And yeah.
Well, I hope she gets through this okay. Steely Dan's going to play the Venetian. Mm-hmm. So they got a Vegas residency. I never pictured Steely Dan having a Vegas residency.
Wait, it's just one guy now.
Yeah, is Ted Patchell the guy left, or is it, was that Donald Fagen Walter Becker that was Ted Patchell?
I thought it was Fagen that was Patchell that looked like him.
It is Fagan. So Ted Patchell's still in the band.
Good.
He did
Donald Fagan and Walter Becker.
Yeah, Walter Becker
died. And Donald Fagan incredibly looks like Ted Patchell,
yeah,
which is bizarre. Ted Patchell, who is missing in action to this day.
Still cannot find him.
Oh. And Thomas.
Oh, my God. Sorry to interact with TV, but the text suicide ruling?
Yes.
With the eyebrow girl?
Yes. Yeah. They're not going to look at the case. Good.
Oh.
She's in the pokey. Huh. She will stay in the pokey.
How are her eyebrows now that she's been in the pokey? Has she
terrible.
Teased her?
I know.
It was terrible.
When I see that story, the only thing I see are her eyebrows, and I feel like she should be jailed for the eyebrows.
And then I have a flashback to Manifest, and that sucks.
Oh, I know. I haven't watched it in weeks.
What is there a person that looks like that idiot? Yeah,
eyebrows on Manifest.
Yeah,
Sergeant Eyebrows. She's a cop.
An eyebrows
girl. Which is amazing. You know, after missing for 5 years, they just let her be a cop right away.
Here's your badge. Right back
after
to
5 years, her eyebrows are still as unkempt as they
But it was like no years for her.
That's true.
It's so stupid.
She would have tweezed.
I need to start watching that piece of shit again.
That's terrible.
Let's see. Jennifer Lawrence is engaged. That was the other big entertainment news today. To some art gallery dude.
Named Cook?
Yeah, that guy she's been hanging.
Cool.
Great name.
I heard her talking about how she makes anyone she dates get an AIDS test.
What?
I thought,
really?
Okay, it's over between me and you, Lawrence.
He's got AIDS.
Not interested. Anybody says, I don't know how much further this is going, but I need an AIDS test. I'm like, no, you give me a fucking AIDS test.
Yeah, that's what I was going to wonder. Does she give them a test back? Any kind of STD test?
I don't know. It just sounded so... I mean, do people really do... I mean, in real life, do people go, we're not going to get into mental health and AIDS test? If you're worried that someone has AIDS, I would think you would just not even... I mean, and you think someone is hiding AIDS from you, I would suggest you not date them.
Who are all these people with AIDS trying to get with Jennifer Lawrence?
I don't know. I know.
I got AIDS, but I still think I have a chance with Jennifer Lawrence.
I mean, she answered it like it was the most normal thing. Oh, no, I would never sleep with anyone without an AIDS test.
I have AIDS. I'm full of energy. I'm going to get Jennifer Lawrence. She'll never know.
He's got AIDS.
So
I think she could have done better than that guy for whatever that's
does
worth.
Does that mean that Chris Martin had an AIDS test?
Oh, that's right. He was banging her for a while.
Martin was banging her? Coldplay?
Yeah. Was in there.
Wow, that moves Coldplay up in the ranks. Deep.
And Nick Holt.
Who's that dude?
Well, who else is
the
in
the
team
was in
photo?
The X-Men.
Oh, the Beast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't together, right?
Yeah, they were together for quite a while.
Yeah. That was the one, he was with her when she was busted with the Fappening pictures. She was sending all that stuff to that guy.
Oh, man.
Darren Aronofsky?
Yep.
So we know he doesn't
she
have
She dated
AIDS.
Him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She could do better.
Wait, who's Darren Aronofsky?
Director.
This guy.
What?
I know.
I want nothing to do with her. I'm so done with
the
her.
The guy
is so
him
over.
And her got it on.
She looks so like fresh faced and beautiful, and he looks like some.
I think she's trying to impress us by being with people that it doesn't look like she should be with. It makes her so deep. Is that possible?
I suspect that too.
That's four now. So Kate Beckinsale, Ariana Grande, Jennifer Lawrence, and who was the fourth?
The fourth
Ariana Grande.
The fourth woman that you. Has no shot with you anymore.
There's more than four.
Can we write this down?
I have dumped so many chicks before it's even started. That's a good list to keep because I think they should all be aware of the fact that I'm not interested.
Yeah, we'll save them a lot of time.
Yeah. And there's something empowering about dumping them before they even have a chance to dump you or be dumped by you.
Yeah.
Did you tweet them and let them know?
I should. I'm going to tweet at them.
Just so you know, we're never getting together. We are never, ever getting back together.
Jeff Lally was an intern for us way, way back, in Southfield. And he sent me this thing about one of the people whose kids have measles was apparently online asking, I don't think her kid has measles, but she's an anti-vaxxer. Mm. And she's in one of those counties, I think, where there's a lot of... Measles.
Now.
And
yeah.
So she's asking, does anyone know how to protect my child from measles?
Oh, fuck you.
I know. And the internet just goes insane.
Of course.
Good.
Thoughts and prayers.
Really?
Essentials. They're kidding. Mm. Essential oils and crystals charged under a full moon. Duh. Give up the child to some better parents. If there only existed some kind of medicine to protect children from getting such illnesses, a vaccination, if you will.
They give the trips special vaccines that are really nanotech that already re-engineer their brains.
Measles is not the biggest threat to your child. A parent who gets their medical information from Facebook is.
You know they're giving kids vaccines everywhere that eat their frickin' cerebral cortex.
If we were to come up with an amazing new miracle drug that would stop measles in its tracks, I strongly suspect this person would rebuke it as a big pharma ploy and refuse to use it. Sadly, these folks are condemning their own children to a life of pain on purpose!
It's too serious.
Yeah, be more funny.
Organic.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
Organic gluten-free crunchy granola twice a day. Rub some essential oils behind their ears and dance in circles while they eat it. I have three autoimmune conditions, and the unvaxxed child is a killer to me. Vaccine saves life. I don't have any decent parent to neither child. Pray to Jenny McCarthy. As a father of a three-year-old, I'd like to offer up a hearty and sincere fuck you to the irresponsible, selfish, and incredibly stupid parents that have caused this measles outbreak.
Amen.
Vaccinations don't cause autism, but even if they did, I have autism, and I'd much rather have this than measles or polio.
That's a good point.
Whoa.
Wow.
All right.
Irrefutable. So.
I know, but just the gall of someone who's an anti-vaxxer asking, how else can I protect my child from measles? Oh! They were extinct in 2000, and they're back.
Good comeback, though, Internet.
Why isn't Jenny McCarthy taking more shit for this, by the way?
Because she flipped.
Nice comeback!
She's on the other side now, so it's totally fine.
Yeah, but she got everybody all wigged out.
Nobody cares about Jenny McCarthy anymore, so who cares?
It's not New Year's Eve.
You see her once a year.
Wasn't she on The Masked Singer?
That's right.
That's right. Ugh. Did you see who was unmasked yesterday?
Oh.
Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling?
Yeah.
It was last week.
It's money. What? That was last week?
Yeah.
Is she on Cameo?
Who was unmasked last night then? Did I watch a rerun?
I think you did. They probably didn't want it going up against the State of the Union.
Tori Spelling has got to be on Cameo.
She should be.
If she's not, can we?
I bet you all her.
She doesn't know about it if she isn't.
I bet you all her kids will be on there too.
Oh,
with their own.
Is she still with that dopey husband?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She is.
Yeah, I think they have an open relationship about now.
What?
No, I don't know, but they're always fighting and getting.
I know.
Hi, Christy. It's me, Tori Spelling.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So, little birdie told you
of
three kids who are all home from college. That's amazing, Mama. And I'm sure during the holidays you have lots of extra laundry and a lot of cooking and dishes to do. But Happy New Year and have an amazing year. And Donna Martin,
amazing.
Love you.
Who bought this zero a message from Tori Spelling?
For $200.
$200? Has she only done three?
No. Those are just the... She's done plenty. Look at...
What? For $200? Tori Spelling? Can I hear another one?
Yeah. Let's go to a different day.
This is too stupid.
Hey, Ciro. I heard it's somebody's birthday. Just saying. So this is a little birthday wish from me. Hey, it's T.
Happy birthday.
From your nephews in Florida, Jack and James.
I don't
care. They want you to know they miss you. And I hear you are the best.
Why don't they tell her?
Oh my God, a funkle.
Funkle.
A fun uncle. Funkle loves it. They can't
Could
wait.
Could be a fucker of an uncle.
To come to NYC this winter and see
Such
you.
Such a stupid remark.
And all the snow. Can I come? Am I invited?
Yeah.
You wouldn't spit on them.
Way to LA and visit the peach.
She'd probably
not
go for a price.
Way to LA, visit the peach pit with me. I'll meet you there.
Peach pit.
Donna Martin graduates.
Where's Ray when you need him? Do you remember Ray? 90210?
Which one was
her
Ray?
Boyfriend at one time.
Did he beat her up? No, ridiculous.
What? Huh? What are you talking about?
Wait, who played Ray? It was somebody we know.
The only reason I'm here is you. And maybe I should go back to LA and rehearse with my band.
You know what? I've
Great audio.
Rehearse with my band. Uh-oh.
Oh, you're hurting me.
Oh.
No, listen to me.
He threw her down a flight of stairs.
Damn. Do we have audio of her falling down the stairs?
Well, that was it, but it sucks.
No, I don't think
the other
I couldn't hear very well.
Wait, there now he's really concerned, though.
Well, he didn't mean it.
And here comes Beverly Amatesis to help.
He's never going
to
do it again. Can we get any worse audio of this?
Beverly Amethystis.
What a great scene that was. Amethystis. Oh, wait, this might be better audio. Hang on. Oh, it's perfect audio.
What is this? You still mad about missing the thing with your mother?
Look, can we just let it drop? I need a break, okay?
What, you need a break from me?
No, I want to get Abby's clothes.
Good, because the only reason I'm here is you. And maybe I should go back to L.A. and rehearse with my band.
Yeah.
Which is what I should have been doing this whole time anyway.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Hey, don't walk away from me.
Ooh.
He's following her up
the
stairs.
Stop acting like I'm not even here.
You know what? I can't deal with this. Why are you so mad at me?
Because you make me mad.
You know what? I have to go work on my speech.
No.
For what?
Oh, you're hurting me.
Now listen to me.
No! Are you okay?
Beverly Amethystis.
Can I go get the hotel doctor? Go.
I'll stay here. You go get the doctor.
So I can beat her up some more.
It's an accident, babe. I didn't mean to.
Are you doing okay?
You know
okay?
That, don't you?
What a sucky misunderstanding that was.
Tina.
Wow.
I gotta go with Ray in that one. His background. She was really not...
She was ignoring him.
I think she's being terrible.
His background information, his name is James Leland Walters, and...
Oh, wait, didn't he have a hit? He had a hit song, didn't he?
He had a song,
yes.
Yeah.
What's that Ray stupid did? Song called? It was a big hit.
Oh. He's what's a his singer, name? Songwriter, record producer, actor, firefighter.
He had a song, though.
What's
he had
his
a
name?
Hit.
James what?
Walters? Walters, right?
W-A-L-T-E-R-S, yes. It is called Talk to an Angel. Oh,
yes.
How do you talk to an angel?
I think it was on
Melrose?
Laguna Beach. Oh, I think really? Laguna Beach played it.
Oh, that's right, because he was on the hills.
Another brilliant show.
The Heights. Oh.
Yeah, this rocks.
Jamie Walters.
Oh, that's right, Jamie, yeah. What'd I say?
Oh, James.
It does say James, yeah.
There are people within.
I hear a voice.
That's his band?
He is so deep.
Like a hair band?
The song is so deep.
I know her face.
I pushed her down the stairs.
Not giving in. Her thought moving in my soul. I don't know where to start.
Oh my God. He's so
pushing his voice.
Tell me the words to define.
Yeah!
The way I feel about someone so fine.
Not giving in.
How do you talk to an angel? How do you hold it close to where
his you voice is so affected.
By a gay guy.
Knock it off, Walters.
He's pushing it.
He's pushing his intensity.
Oh my God. He was engaged to Drew Barrymore.
What?
Her team photo is insane.
Oh my God, I think so much less of Drew Barrymore right now.
You thought
wow.
a lot of her?
I like Drew Barrymore.
I do. I wish
I didn't know this.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, that guy's a tool. Oh my God, the vocals were horrible.
She's had a lot of weird
voices.
Is there any way to find the audio of Kelly when she was on cocaine on 90210? Great feedback on the Luke Perry. A lot of people were very moved by it. I think I had 3 emails from people who checked into rehab after hearing Luke Perry's character going to rehab on 90210.
As long as they're listening to us there.
Let's see what
Where's the coke, Kelly?
Kelly was doing a lot of coke. There's the vial. Oh, my God. Kelly has coke.
Oh, my God.
So much.
Way too much.
She is so wasted right now. Oh, there's the coke. That's not a bad line.
What's that check that she's rolling?
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, it's a check from Daddy.
She's rolling up a check?
Where's the coke, Kelly?
Something's wrong, Colin. This stuff tastes weird.
It's the coke that her dad's
coming. This stuff sucks.
Where's the coke, Kelly?
It's all edited into the same thing.
I can't believe you went through a whole gram by yourself.
Now, if you hadn't covered up the last
of
the stash.
God, this show. This show's so bad.
Oh, there's got to be more audio. There was like 2 episodes where she was coked out huge.
This is Kelly.
Much more than cash. What, you think Colin was hiding?
They both were.
Kelly High? I don't think so.
No way. She's been all over calm from the beginning about this.
That is kind of a far stretch. I don't think she'd be using after what
oh,
she went through
with David.
Her mother.
Yeah. And you know
whole
David.
Intervention thing with Dylan.
Oh, guys, please. Come on. I mean, all I keep hearing about is Dylan and Kelly's mother and David. I mean, when does anybody learn anything from the lessons of the past? I mean, trust me. These are guilt gifts. Kelly's getting high.
I told you he was using Kelly.
Instead of helping him, you decided to join the party.
Would be if I wasn't up all night studying.
Dylan!
You know what? I've got just the thing.
I don't think so. Truth is, I do a lot more than studying.
It's so edited.
Thinking, I don't want to do coke anymore.
That's a switch. What about last week?
I binge.
Quitter.
Exactly.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It's not like you need a bump.
Just said you were tired.
Funny girl.
Well, I'm serious. It's no good.
Are you saying they put a cocaine cellar in the house?
How am I supposed to stop if you're always doing it?
Just drink to bring yourself down.
Colin is not doing drugs anymore, and neither am I.
Oh, you quit.
Things just got out of control for me. Like,
is Jeannie Garth on Cameo?
Crying is a reaction.
She should be.
Bad news.
Remember when she lied about being in the fire? Or did spelling lie? One of them lied.
About
being in the fires? I don't know. Not having any fun.
Oh, no, that was Brenda. Shando.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was something where
Shando. Remember?
It was a house she had stayed in.
She borrowed somebody's house to pretend that she was in the fire.
Yeah, but then I thought that somebody stayed with Tori Spelling or vice versa.
There was a weird story there.
Whatever.
The only Garth on Cameo is Garth the Golden Retriever.
The fuck is that?
I don't know.
For $20.
How does he wish people?
Wait, what's this one with Kelly?
This is Kelly.
This is deep.
The Uh-oh. Whole year at getting close to him.
This is Kelly.
I started hanging out with the JV cheerleaders.
Hot.
Going to all the games. Just tagging along wherever he was going to be.
Is this how she got into cocaine?
Beverly Amethysis.
And one night.
It's ruining the slumber party with your story, Kelly.
Everybody was getting drunk except me.
Fake!
And I just drove up to Mulholland. When we got there,
well, slow down.
Ross says slow he down. Wants to take me to his favorite spot in the woods.
Oh no! Is this the kind of story high schoolers tell each other stupid. At a slumber party, Trudy?
I think.
What happens?
Oh, we try to be a lot more happy.
That would be a neat thing to do.
It would be a bummer.
But of course, when we get there, all he wants to do is have
slow
sex.
Down. Ooh, yeah.
You think he wanted you into the woods with him?
Get it on.
Well, the James
oh, is this
Brown.
One the guy nails her or first
saying,
time?
Come on, Kel. I know you want it. I know you want it, Kelly.
This is a really tough episode to watch, I have to admit.
I love how they simplify very deep stories.
You like what you see, huh?
But not on the ground.
Aw. In the woods.
He didn't even bring a blanket.
No blanket.
It was over pretty quick. And after gross.
It's a blanket.
Sounds like he got off.
Get out of here.
What's the problem?
Well, here's Ray going
Beverly
nuts.
Beverly Amethysis.
Terrible audio.
Ray going off on Kelly?
Well, when I called on the phone, I didn't get an answer. I saw your broken window and decided to board it up.
Look, I thought I made it clear this morning I do not want to see you anymore.
Look, I was just trying to help.
Nobody tells Ray no.
He doesn't need your help. Hey, was I talking to you?
Ray, please.
Fine,
please,
I don't
please.
Want to see you again.
I
want to
play Ray. Oh! What Tori breaks? Did Tori
no,
make him
Ray
break
did.
Something?
Ray threw something at the window and broke
Tori
it.
Tori made him do it.
Is Ray on Cameo?
I wasn't talking to you. Ray Pruitt. What a great character.
Stupid.
Great writing.
Like an asshole high schooler.
Don't call me a good night, you cocksucker.
Oh, wait. Here's some more boy. With Ray. You'll love this scene. That was Steve screaming.
Ray's band. Oh, my God.
Ray's playing guitar at a party.
At the beach pit?
No, it's at a house party.
Life goes on.
I'm starting to dig Ray.
Me too. He likes the Beatles. Life goes on.
Life goes on. Oh, Donna's not happy with him. A couple of years, they have built a
home, sweet home. Pushing his voice.
He does have that really deep-sounding voice.
How's your arm, sweetheart?
Oh, this is after he pushed her down the stairs.
You're uncomfortable.
You know, Ray is making a big effort to fit in here. The least you could do is hum along.
Really?
Happy lover in the marketplace. Desmond lets the children lend a hand.
I think I'm going to go to bed.
He's such an artist.
Oh, you want me to tuck you in?
No, I'm fine.
Tuck
all right,
in.
I'll check up on you later.
Okay.
Life goes on.
How could you possibly tell Brandon that I was here with Allison?
I said it was a mistake.
Kelly, you're the one that did the big undercover act, okay? I'm sorry if we got the wrong idea. No, I don't care what you think. It's Brandon that I'm worried about.
Look, whatever he said.
Kelly's a pain in the ass.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
So
licensed that entire song.
Oh.
That had to have been expensive,
Jackson?
Right? Oh, Jackson? Right. Oh,
big 90210
right.
Fan.
I put this song on 90210 just to get back at the Beatles.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Was that in the documentary?
I know. That is insane. And stupid Donna Martin, Tori Spelling, because she plays this dumb character. She disguised herself when she auditioned for her dad, by the way. He didn't know it was Tori Spelling. People want to pay her $200 for a stupid cameo. Did she do anything but this dumb character ever?
No.
Oh, she wrote books. I'm sorry. She wrote. Trudy, if you need some self-help, Tori's got a book for you. She does. Swear to God, she has like 6 books.
By the man she loved.
You were hurting Donna. You know
she's
that.
An author.
I know. But you can't prove that.
Now her story is making national news.
That's going to humiliate Donna so much.
But before it's all over,
you're saying you lied.
She could be the one on trial.
Can somebody upload some 90210 audio?
Donna was on trial for something Ray did.
Oh my God.
Oh, he framed her, or she made him do it. I bet.
Yeah.
So
throw him down the
stairs.
She's
rightfully on trial.
Her book is. Storytelling with T-O-R-I.
Oh, Lord.
In the story part.
This one's titled Ray
I'm getting
Keeps,
that one.
Ray Keeps
Chapter
Donna
one.
In Check.
Douglas.
Well, you gotta keep your woman in check.
Terrible audio. She's running after Ray.
Look, Andre's one of my best friends.
How many times have you said that? How many times have you planned on saying goodbye to her?
That is not fair.
Who said I had to be fair?
Who said I had to be fair?
You don't know. I hate when you get like this. I'm sorry.
Keep her in check, Ray.
You should have thought about that before.
Life
yeah.
I'm so spoiled and selfish. I don't know why.
Exactly.
Please don't say that. I love you.
So now you're going to cry, huh? How typical. Can't
wow.
Give it what you want, so you turn on the faucets.
You love me? Oh, God, Andres. Will that make you happy?
Don't do me any favors, all right? I'm so sick of you and your spoiled rich friends. I'm getting out of here.
Do me a favor. Don't call me.
Don't worry.
God, you're all making me so mad.
Oh, Ray is what every man thinks about her.
She dates these really deep artistic types like Ray and Brian Austin Green's character. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't put out. And she's gross. She's not even hot. She doesn't put out. And these super artistic types really dig her.
Plus, when she doesn't get what she wants, she turns on the faucets.
And her spoiled rich friends get whatever they want.
What?
Ray was right.
What the hell?
Ray was. I got to go with Ray in that argument. I haven't heard him be wrong yet.
I probably shouldn't have pushed it on the stairs.
Someone's calling Kenneth.
Oh!
I'm thrilled.
Either our kiss winner?
Do you know how to answer it?
Hello?
Is this the Drew and Maxstrom?
Hey, is this Ken?
This is Kenneth Davis from Come On Down.
Congratulations. Wow.
Kenneth, are you a giant Kiss fan?
I am now.
Now. Name a song.
God made rock and roll.
Well,
rock and roll all night, party every day.
Yep.
Detroit Rock City.
Huh?
Now, can you get the cash value for the trip, or are you going on the trip?
You can't take cash value.
Whoa,
you can't?
Really?
No.
But you know, there's probably a lot of really big Kiss fans if it's transferable, or do you think you're going to go on this trip?
I am definitely going. Are you kidding? This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
That's true.
We were intrigued, though, that you have to fly to Louisville to get on you have to fly coach to get on the plane. Can the plane just pick you up in California?
Yeah, the plane is picking me up in I'm flying coach to Louisville, and then I'm catching their flight from Louisville to Detroit.
Oh, so you're going to be on the Kiss plane.
Yeah, I'm going to be on a Kiss train.
Do you get to see the Louisville show?
I get to see the Louisville show as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay, do you think they could, I don't know, it just seems like being Kiss and everything, maybe they could bump it up to first class?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
Have you thought of asking?
It's all being booked through
Gene.
Yeah, The Price is Right. So they have a travel agent that they're booking.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the travel agent doesn't have access to first class seats. That's weird.
Yeah, you're going to need leg room on a flight that long.
Ken is so excited. There's no putting a damper on this trip.
There's absolutely no putting a damper on this trip. Are you kidding? Once in a lifetime opportunity.
No,
did you see the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see the response when I won that prize?
You were
pumped.
The guy next to me
wanted to stop me because he came to the show for the sole purpose of winning that prize.
Oh.
Wow. Now, did you get to talk to Gene and Paul at all?
I got to talk to them during the commercials, but they were mostly talking to Drew Carey and the producers, kind of scripting what they were going to say.
Hmm.
Oh, scripting? Well, I thought that was all ad-libbed.
No, they had to say something that was written. They were carded.
Now, you had to bid on three items, and I really had no idea what to bid on the crimping irons or what was the shower speaker.
Yeah.
And the Kiss album.
Yeah. What were you most nervous about when you were making your bid?
Going over.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at pricing. And
are you?
And I've been a fan of the show forever. So I knew the game. I knew the risk involved, and I would rather go lowball than anything than to have the guy go over the cliff.
Mm. How much does a 16-ounce box of Cheerios cost?
Oh, $3.25.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Better than Howard Schultz.
Yeah. Is it $4?
I think it was $5, wasn't it?
I think it was four.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what happened in the showcase? Because we heard you could have won a showcase.
Yeah, the cruise. You missed out on the Kiss cruise.
Man, I missed the guy that was in the showcase with me. He bid. I was like $299 off.
What?
I mean, that's how close the showcase was. Neither one of us went over, but I was $299 off. I was $1,600 off of the showcase, but he was $1,200 off from his showcase, so he won.
Wow!
The Kiss cruise.
But listen, this is the cool thing about it. I was the first contestant. He was the last contestant called down, right?
Yeah.
And then he was the only contestant that didn't win the prize that he went on stage to win.
Hmm.
So I think all the cards fell in place because he ended up winning the showcase, and then everyone that went up won a prize. So I'm cool with it. I would have loved to have won the car and the cruise. Hmm. Oh, my gosh. That would have been great.
Now, have you thought maybe when you're on the private plane, you have maybe an hour to talk to the guys? You ever think of asking them, like, oh, boy, that cruise sounds fun. I can't believe I missed that. Like, maybe kind of. Just ask them while you're on the plane, their captive audience.
I plan to ask them if I could go on stage and sing a song with them.
Oh, that'd be great.
What one do you want to sing?
I told you already.
God gave rock and roll to you.
God gave rock and roll.
Oh, because you're a...
You should sing Beth.
You're a minister, right?
Because I'm a minister.
Wow, I think the crowd would love it.
And what if I wore my clergy collar?
Yeah, I think the band
Kiss makeup.
I don't know. I think it's a given that Kiss is going to want to do it. I really do. I think you should really push it.
I mean, this is my 15 seconds of fame. I'm gonna see every ounce of blood out of it.
Hey, how long were you there that day at the taping of that show? Just
my friend and I got there probably about 8:30 in the morning. And we didn't leave until like 1:45, 2 o'clock. It was a long day.
Wow.
And I've always wondered, I love the show myself. So when you go there through the process of coming in, obviously you give them your name and everything, but do they ask you questions? Because sometimes it seems like they try to pick certain people. Or when they called your name, was it totally random?
No, it's pre-selected for sure. I mean, they're looking for people with energy, which I didn't have any, with charisma and personality. You know, all of the stuff that I'm lacking, they were looking for, but somehow I was selected. But the producer actually interviews all 300 contestants.
Oh, wow. Mm.
No
and
kidding.
Every day?
He handpicks the nine that will be called down. Huh. And so he'll line them up in like, I mean, it's a long, tedious process. You get numbered, and then you get your name tag, and you go into another line, and then you get interviewed, and then you go back and wait to go into the studio. But when the producer is interviewing you, you're lined up in rows of like 12, and he basically comes and says, hey, tell me a little bit about yourself. So you basically have 3 to 7 seconds to impress him that you're going to be a good contestant on the show.
So that's why you see so many people on their birthday.
Okay. I mean, all that kind of, and the shirts that they wear and stuff like that. So it's all a way to capture your make the most of your 3 to 5 seconds go for it.
So did you give them a real 3 to 5 seconds, or did you put on a fake personality to get picked?
I was genuinely who I am, effervescent and outgoing. Are you kidding me? I didn't need to put on a fake personality to get picked, but I did take advantage of the opportunity. My number was 007, and I grabbed that. This is my lucky day. I'm 007, and I'm here to win a trip to Paris. I nailed it. I nailed it.
You did.
Hey, Kenneth,
you killed it.
Have you ever been to Detroit?
I've been to Detroit once. A friend of mine went to Michigan State, and I came there and hung out with her and went to a couple of games. Huh. But I've never been in an extended period of time.
What? Where's
the Motor City?
Is the show? Is the show at Joe Louis?
LCA.
LCA.
Oh, LCA, that's
front
right.
Front row.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
You'll have front row seats in March 13th.
What else are you going to do while you're here?
I don't know. What are some good things to do?
Lots of stuff.
Do you like to gamble?
I do.
You do?
I don't like to lose, though.
You got casinos here.
3 casinos.
Okay.
Maybe Kiss will put up some money for you.
Yeah, ask Gene on the plane.
They have a slot machine, I believe.
They probably have a KISS slot
machine. Specific slot machine.
Do you think they'll even talk to me on the plane, or do you think they'll just be in their own little compartment and put me in the restroom area?
I think they're going to put you with the drummer and the guitarist.
Yeah. They'll talk to you, but ignore them if they don't have their makeup on. Be like, oh, I didn't realize that was you.
Right. Yeah, I thought you were just some KISS roadie or something. Wow, what a blast that's going to be. Yeah.
Right, so it's not as bad as we thought.
No,
I still think it's bullshit he has to fly coach.
Yeah. That's kind of bogus. I'm not happy about that.
What you told me when I was on stage? You said, well, we'll get you to Louisville, and then you have to find your way back after you get to Detroit. I'm like, are you kidding?
Was that a joke?
It's a joke. They pay for the airline flies me from here to Louisville. I get on the KISS plane to Detroit, and then from Detroit back to L.A., I get coach again, but it's all covered in the prize.
Do you get to bring a guest, or do you have to come by yourself?
I get to bring a guest, okay. And I was trying to get my girlfriend to go, but she's a professor at a university, and she couldn't get time off.
Oh. What? She doesn't have tenure? She can't get time off?
Not yet.
Well, what about? Is there a side piece maybe you can bring?
Hey, I'm bringing my dentist. My dentist and I go way. We go
What's
way.
What's her
back
name?
He's a huge
KISS fan.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's perfect.
You should ask if he can sing a song with him too.
Make sure.
No. Wait a minute. Nobody's gonna steal my
16. Can he operate?
Kenneth, make sure he brings a bunch of stuff to get signed on the plane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you see that showcase? If I had won those guitars, oh my God.
I didn't see the showcase.
I didn't see the showcase. But you did win the entire catalog, didn't you?
I did. Wow. Do you think they'll sign it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they love signing stuff.
But make sure they sign it generically so you can put it on eBay.
Otherwise, only people named Ken can bid on it.
Hey, Ken, can I ask you? You mentioned that that you can't take the cash value of this prize. Is that just for this prize, or is that for everything? Because I always thought that you could. You know, if you won something and you didn't want it or you couldn't transport it home, you could take the cash prize.
I think it's for trips. I know for automobiles, you can negotiate with the dealership, and they'll give you what they feel is the market value for it. But I know for a fact they said for trips, you can't. I could not have taken the cash value. And the other thing that you want to know is that they said you could also turn down the prizes because you don't want to pay the taxes on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Nothing.
Now, I got a feeling Ken's been on some other shows.
Am I being recorded?
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with being on other shows, is there?
I can't disclose that at this point.
Oh, I see.
What? Oh.
Well, you mean other game shows?
Oh, you mean, we didn't mean other Price is Rights, but.
But I have been. I can't disclose that. I'll leave that to your imagination.
I see. Huh. No, you sound like kind of a professional. You know a lot about being on shows, which is good. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's prize weasels everywhere. There's nothing wrong.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. No.
Hey,
would I
get to meet you all?
Sure.
Well, we could certainly make arrangements. Maybe we could go on and sing. Maybe we could sing a song with Kiss too.
Ooh.
Could you ask him?
Yeah.
No. I want to meet you in your studio. I don't want anyone to steal my 16 seconds of fame with Kiss on the stage.
No, they shouldn't. Absolutely no. You got to look out for number one, which is Ken.
You can come here, but you're gonna have to take a taxi to get close by, and then we'll pick you up.
Ken, will you drop us an email and let us know where you're staying and all that?
Yeah, give me it. Who do I send it to?
Send it to drew@drewandmikepodcast.com.
D-R-E-W?
D-R-E-W.
Yep.
At Drew and Mike, A-N-D or the
A-N-D.
A-N-D-M-I-K-E-P-O-D-C-A-S-T.com.
Okay, I'll send you an email after I get off this call, and then I'll follow up when I get in town.
That'd be great,
so
Ken.
You can go on the radio, and you can interview me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, cool. Ken, where are you staying, though? Are they putting you up?
Isn't it the residence?
The Crown Plaza.
Crown Plaza.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Hotel 6.
Hotel 6, I think. It's right.
The Victory Inn.
It's
a lovely hotel.
Well, Ken, congratulations, and I hope you have a ball on the trip.
Thank you very much.
All right. Nice talking to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, they found the right guy to win.
He called right back. He's so pumped.
I like this song, too. That's cool that he likes this song.
I know this song from Bill and Ted.
Really?
Yeah, they played
it in Bill and Ted?
Yeah, put it in Bill and Ted Part 2.
Have they been playing this on tour?
I doubt it.
Are they going to add it just for Kenneth?
Yeah, I think Kenneth's asking a lot.
Why wouldn't they play this?
Let's see. They played Spokane, and I do not see it on the set.
How do they hide
from Kenneth? Oh, no, wait, they did.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Oh, they wait. They played it when they were done on tape.
Yeah, boy. Will they hide from Ted or from Ken on the plane?
Probably.
He's got a lot of energy.
Gene will.
Ken!
Sequester. Unless Ken brings a hot woman, a hot female.
He's bringing his dentist.
Yeah.
I like Ken. He's great.
I think he'll have fun, no matter what.
Yes.
You know, I left something out of the Bradley Cooper story. That Bradley Cooper thing about him being embarrassed that he didn't get nominated.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do his job well enough. This is an interview with Oprah, which is like, where are Oprah interviews now? Where do you even see Oprah interviews?
I saw that she was doing
the O Channel, the O Magazine. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, he added in the story, and I'm reading this, and this story about how when his father died, he died in Bradley Cooper's arms, of course. I mean, he wouldn't want to die in his wife's arms or anybody else's, of course, his son, Bradley. And that when he took his last breath, Bradley said, "I honestly felt like it went into me. I've never seen anything the same since. It changed me as an actor." So his father breathed his life into Bradley. So Bradley now has two lives inside him.
Whoa. No wonder he's doing so good.
I know.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Exactly what I said.
Is it Thomas Edison's last breath that's at the Henry Ford?
The Ford
Museum.
If
we went down there and huffed that bottle.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. Trudy, that's great thinking.
Invent a bunch of stuff until it, like, wore off.
I don't believe that his father breathed his last breath into Bradley Cooper. What did he give, like, get mouth to mouth on him? Like, put your mouth up to my mouth. He knew it was going to be his last breath.
No.
I want him on a lie detector for that story. You think it's possible?
I don't think so.
Would he agree to it?
No. You know, he would have no reason to. He didn't look as hot as he usually does in that interview either. I was disappointed.
Well,
really?
He's bummed out.
His hotness has diminished.
Probably because he's embarrassed.
Maybe.
What looks different?
I don't know. He just...
Just diminished hotness?
Yeah, I don't know. He was wearing kind of a, like, green suit.
Sitting next to Oprah.
I don't know. Yeah. It just didn't look hot.
Do we talk about that plane crash? Was that on the air today, or was that up before the show? In
it was
your
before
Belinda?
The show? I think it was.
Yeah, it was before the show. Yeah.
There's been more information released about this guy.
Where's more crap?
Oh, the guy who's the fake cop?
Yeah. He was... one of Dennis Hoff's best friends and personal pilot.
Whoa.
Okay, that's
really?
Already I'm suspicious.
75-year-old Antonio Pestini was best buds with him. Frequently flew him.
But that wasn't even his real name, was it?
I don't know. It's Pestini, just really weird.
I think they said this morning on Today that he was going by a fake name.
Yeah, and he had all those
and
weird...
And he was a pilot? A commercial pilot or a...
Private pilot. But oh. He...
Pilot.
Yeah, well, I know from the Mike Clark days that nobody... Nobody checks on those guys. If Mike Clark could pass his physical and fly a plane, I think it's pretty loose.
But there was also all these weird Facebook posts that he made, too.
Is anyone going to disagree with me
no.
about that?
No.
The funny thing was Mike used to actually stress, oh, my God, I got to take a physical. Oh, my God. And then he would always pass.
Yeah.
Be like, how did you pass? What do they do? I mean, do they just basically look at you and go, you look okay?
Yeah. Make him run sprints.
Or just you fill in a questionnaire and send it in.
Give us $100. You're good for a year.
It's probably mostly eyesight.
I would think having a fake name would make it, I mean, as stringent as all the, you know, flying regulations are.
Did you see all the things about this guy's Facebook post, though, or no?
You know, I saw the headline and you guys were talking about it, but I really didn't know the story that well.
Let me show you.
What did he do?
Let me find the story. I'll let Inside Edition break it down as only okay. Inside Edition can. I got to cue it up here.
They do a great job, always.
There's Susan Lucci. Dr. Oz is playing in the celebrity basketball game for the All-Stars.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be awesome.
I bet he can dunk.
I hope he gets fucking swatted. Like, every time he just goes up for a shot, it gets launched into the fifth row.
I hope he tries to take a charge and just takes an elbow to the face.
And his head hits the ground. He's got a concussion.
Oh, they can do a show on concussions.
Here you go.
Mystery surrounding that tragic plane crash on a California home during the Super Bowl is growing. The pilot, who was killed along with four people inside the house, had an ID indicating he was a retired Chicago cop. He wasn't. And cryptic messages he left before that flight indicate that flight may not have been an accident.
Mystery is swirling around the pilot killed in that Super Bowl party plane crash. He posted several cryptic messages on Facebook in the days before he plummeted into a house in Yorba Linda, California. I am signing off and deleting my account, 75-year-old Tony Pestini wrote. This is the last post and last time I will open Facebook.
Ooh.
And this haunting message, how far away is far, far away? There are also mounting questions about Pestini's
stupid question, not haunting.
Here's Victoria Ricagno.
Authorities initially said the pilot was a retired police officer from Chicago.
Yeah.
Based on a police badge they found in the wreckage. The police badge is real, but
wrong.
It was reported lost 41 years ago in Chicago.
Oh.
And Chicago police say Pestini never worked in the department.
Adding to the mystery, Pastini's daughter says his birth name is Jordan Isaacson.
What?
Witnesses say his plane broke up in midair and fell like a stone. A security camera caught audio of the fatal plunge.
Jeez.
As for speculation that the crash was intentional, a spokesperson for the NTSB tells us that at this point in the investigation, everything is consistent with an in-flight breakup, nothing more.
Okay, first of all, the posts were, he's getting off Facebook. Does that really mean, I want to die, I'm getting off Facebook.
Maybe.
Anybody getting off Facebook wants to die.
That's possible.
And then also, the plane is a fireball. Did you see the plane coming down?
Yeah.
How did he turn the plane into a fireball in midair?
He hit the wrong button.
Oh, there's Michael Bolton asleep.
He denied it, by the way. He blamed it on, he said he was tweeting.
Well,
he says he's looking down tweeting.
Yeah, he could be.
Yeah, it's possible.
Really? When you guys tweet, you just do this? You don't bend your head down to
look? Looks a little suspicious.
What does it matter anyway? Shouldn't you just say, yeah, it was crazy early?
I can just say, I was doing a string of really boring interviews and it just crashed. All, I don't think I missed anything, frankly.
I spaced out listening to myself talk. Yeah, say getting, the same thing over
and
over.
More attention for falling asleep than I would have liked to do.
He is. You're right, though.
No, I'm still sleeping.
Hey, the Oprah thing, by the way, is on OWN, her network.
Oh,
did you
okay.
She had a network.
Does anyone watch OWN?
Just I'm Oprah sorry. And Gayle.
Oprah and Gayle.
Just Stedman. Stedman's forced to.
24. 24.
This is Oprah's minge.
Yeah, Oprah's minge is forced to.
Isn't it kind of weird, though? She has this show. Everyone. I mean, I watched the Oprah show a lot. Everyone did. It was right before the news. Yeah. She had great guests.
Yeah.
And then she leaves the show, and she has a whole network, and nobody watches it.
Yeah.
I mean, does.
Is that a was that a huge mistake to do the network?
I don't know.
Did she get a ton of money?
Kind of seems. Probably. She always gets a lot of money.
You can think
people just throw money at her all day.
Yes.
There's Oprah.
Seems
just like it.
$2.6
billion. Whoa.
For the network?
That's how much,
well, that's
she
how much she's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she could.
But that network's not making anything. It can't be.
Maybe she just wanted to have a network just to have one.
Mm-hmm. Nice ego. Wouldn't she be better off doing like a show once a week on a real network?
Yeah, I would think so.
She doesn't feel like she has to.
I suppose.
I don't hear anyone saying, oh, did you see Oprah?
No.
Which you used to hear every day.
Does she still have the magazine, too? Remember? Magazine, only her on the front of it.
That's right.
And only her.
That's so weird.
Again, a magazine that no one reads.
Oh, my God.
It looks like it's...
Hello, Oprah.
Yeah, it's still going.
Oh, Oprah. The network or the magazine? The
magazine, 18 but straight years.
Just no one reads it. Mm. Yeah. They print like 5 copies.
And they leave them in doctor's office.
And they get about 20 hits online.
It's like the Grapevine used to be.
They're left at gyno offices.
Grapevine has more viewers.
Yeah, because you're forced to.
The Greater Media
you didn't subscribe
magazine.
To it.
Grapevine was always way behind. If I was ever in there, it was something that happened six months ago. I'd be like, that wasn't even the coolest thing we've done.
It'd be the middle of winter, and there'd be a story on Harley Fest.
Yeah.
No,
it's true. It was
ridiculous.
Pretty
bad.
Is R. Kelly really going on
tour?
Yeah,
and people are pissed.
Well,
because they have to go to Australia or New Zealand to see him perform.
So the Passport song is going to be huge.
I've never heard of a show being canceled because of rumors.
He's making stops in Australia, New Zealand,
and Sri Lanka.
And he wrote, see y'all soon.
Is he just trying to pick up chicks? Is that?
Yeah.
I think he needs money.
Extravagant way to.
Yeah, he needs money.
One person wrote on the Instagram post, I may just travel for this. Another said, oh, so now I have to travel out of the United States to see an R. Kelly concert?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then added, oh, no, I need to see my boo. Why don't you just join his fucking sex cult then?
Yeah, why don't you just get it on with him?
You're probably too old.
Probably.
Probably 20.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
I can't
not
believe
getting it.
I can't believe that song happened after the piss tape.
I know.
I mean, isn't it amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, when you're determined to have a sex cult, you're determined to have a sex cult.
He's not giving in.
Just like Jackson, the 12-year-olds.
Oh, there's Jackson news, by the way.
Yeah. What?
Let me find it. Hang on.
Jackson, I mean, he's written a $23 million check to a 12-year-old.
There you go.
Because he's sleeping in a bed with him all the time. And they decide that's probably not cool. He says, what are you going to do now, Michael? I'm going to find another 12-year-old to travel with.
It will prove that the first one
I'm
going to
put
innocent.
Him in my show.
Idiot.
I'm going to put him in my show. We're going to dress exactly alike. Well, hang out in the hotel room, go out in the balcony, wave, woo, just like two children would do.
It's like Jesus.
I'm reliving my childhood.
It's the most loving thing you can do.
When I only like 12-year-old boys, no girls, you. I have cooties, everyone knows that.
Those are just slumber parties.
Jackson's body may be exhumed.
Cool.
Oh my God, that's going to be one gross exhumation, isn't it?
Why? There'd be a lot of plastic in there.
That's what I was wondering. With the work done, what's going to be left on the bones?
A nose.
Yeah, plastic nose.
hair. There'll be a wig in there.
Yeah. To prove he was a serial molester who abused pubescent, disabled, and terminally ill children over three decades, an army of shell-shocked victims is gathering to demand the superstar's body be exhumed and examined for DNA clawed from their bodies during horrific sexual assault. What?
Wait, I don't bleach my skin.
Clawed from their bodies?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not gay.
And that's going to be in his fingernails when he died.
Dig him up.
The DNA he clawed from children over three decades of DNA in his fingernails.
Yep. Let's really? Dig him up. Yeah. Dig him up.
He was abusing dozens of children who were shipped to Neverland Ranch, including kids in wheelchairs and children having internal diseases as young as seven. Jackson's home
is the little finger, isn't it?
Jackson's home is a pedophile's paradise. Well, that's true. Masquerading as a theme park. He started far earlier than people think in his late teens, so his abuses go back more than 30 years. Another source said many victims and those campaigning to uncover the truth believe the key to providing the extent of Jackson's abuse lies in digging up his remains.
Do it.
Scraping it for DNA.
Let's go. Dig him up.
Yeah.
Traces of skin and nails from Jacko's victims will remain on his body. What? No. Hey, this sounds like bullshit.
I don't care. Dig him up. We got to prove it. Right or wrong.
I don't mind digging him up. I just don't think you're going to find anything.
Put it on pay-per-view, too. Have Geraldo do it.
Like, give the money to abuse victims.
Like Capone's vault.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the Jackson family would. They're probably behind this because they know
they
get
a cut.
Money.
Yeah. If they get a cut, they'll be behind it.
Oh, yeah. Always.
There's a lot of good. Here's another good tabloid piece of information about one of your favorite people in the world, Thomas Markle.
Oh, Thomas Markle. You know, here is Meghan Markle dissing her dad again. You know, she can't even send him a Christmas card, can't even FedEx him a Christmas card. She's so upset by her estranged father's repeated attacks in the media, she wrote him a letter begging him to stop victimizing her. It's all about her, always. And by the way, Harry is apparently very difficult now that he's married to her.
Well,
his staff says he was real easy to deal with, and all of a sudden now it's just a
big because she's laid the law down on him. He's not allowed to drink, so he was spotted in a pub drinking by himself.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
No, it was him, Trudy.
Surprised you'd sneak into a pub. That's pretty desperate.
Well, he had a fake mustache on, like Billy Manziel.
Red one? Like Dave Portnoy?
Yeah, like Portnoy.
Her friends, who also voiced concern that the emotional trauma of dealing with her dad could have a negative effect on the Duchess's baby. Dad, I'm so heartbroken. I love you. I have one father. Please stop victimizing me through the media so we can repair our relationship, she said to have written to Thomas after giving. See, the only way you can reach her is through the media, though.
It's true.
She won't send him a Christmas card, a gift.
Did she write a letter to Piers about victimizing her as well? For always having Thomas Markle on his show?
Has he been on again? I think he should be. He was a great guest. I think she'll always feel devastated by what he has done. A group of unnamed friends. What are these friends' tattletales? Voiced their concerns. I think they should be. The friends should be cut off. Voiced their concerns that the strain of her ongoing estrangement with her father and the stress of dealing with his public rants about her could well be taking its toll on Meghan and Prince Harry's unborn child. Oh, bullshit. The kid has no fucking clue. Harry's wedding, Meghan's wedding to Harry, which Thomas did not attend. He couldn't attend. He had a heart attack. Her estranged father has spoken out on several occasions about his daughter, addressing everything from his personal relationship with her to the Duchess' alleged feud with Kate Middleton. Well, who else is going to tell us what's going on? It's her father. His job. Somebody has to spill this stuff.
He spoke
exclusively to the Mail on Sunday about the wall of silence that he said he's faced from Meghan and her staff. He has to contact. They have meetings about what to do about what's his name, Markle?
Thomas
Markle. She can't just call him and clear it up. The staff has to have a meeting. Insisting he's made dozens of attempts to reach his daughter via text and letters, but every effort to get in touch has been ignored.
Ooh.
He's been villainized by the public, and that the lies spread about him caused the rift with his daughter to become all the more serious. Mm.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Meghan's friends are now insisting Thomas knows exactly how to reach his daughter, but say he's never actually tried to get in contact. That's a lie! He was on Piers Morgan. I saw it myself. Yep. He knows how to get in touch with her. And Meghan's phone number had never changed despite... Well, then she's getting his texts.
Does she have a London Madonna accent now?
She better.
You think?
Well, she's part of
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wish I had a father.
It seems like it would fit, doesn't it?
I haven't heard her talk, I guess. See pictures of her every day, but...
Yeah, she doesn't really I don't know. I mean, honestly, she goes through me every time I see something about Meghan Markle. It's like, oh my God, I can't absorb this. It's too boring. And her kid, I could not care less about her kid. I'm sorry. No. I feel bad about that. I should be delighted by the child, but I couldn't care less.
No one cares. Does anybody care? Even in England, do they care?
I think they kind of care. I don't know.
But it's not William and
Kate. Isn't the kid like 97th to the throne?
Yeah, so who cares?
I don't even care who's on. I don't even care who the queen is.
It's their socialite. Tabloid.
It's a big
fodder.
Nothing gig. It's an easy gig. The queen would be such an easy gig.
I care more about Kylie Jenner's kid than hers.
I care more about Pippa's ass.
She had a kid, didn't she?
Yeah.
Pippa had a kid?
Yeah.
I think so.
Did it wreck her ass?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's terrible.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah. The biggest tabloid celebrity news is that OJ speaked again.
Oh, yeah.
He's popping off, and we really have not heard his thoughts on Roger Stone or on Trump, so we're breaking some new ground.
We were just sitting around the other day going, God, what does OJ have to say about Roger Stone?
What do you think about your buddy's State of the Union tonight?
Well,
your buddy.
You know, Donald is a buddy. He's a fun guy, but I don't know the president. I knew Donald. He was a fun guy. I don't know the president. I stay out of politics.
Do you think that he's going to get impeached?
Well, I mean, he's hanging around people like...
By the way, the FedEx driver just drove by and waved to O.J. Simpson.
Hey, Roger Stone. Hey, let me say this. You know, I got raided by the FBI in Miami. 30-something FBI agents, 5 o'clock in the morning. And I had more than dogs. I had kids there. They were a little traumatized. And my friend, he got raided, too.
Raided by kids in the house.
The child advocate.
They were wrong. You never heard another word about it after the media made a big deal out of the media. So the FBI can be wrong.
Media. You know?
But to try to compare it to El Chapo and Bin Laden, hey, man, Bin Laden was carried out in a bag. Not walked out of there. So, you
know, laughing about
man
it.
Man up. Stop crying.
Man up.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Tell Roger Stone to man up and stop crying. Bin Laden. The way he pronounces things.
Oh, Chapo.
That was awesome. Why can't he speak out more often? I love when he speaks out.
He should get into politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks pretty good since he got out.
Can you imagine? And our next guest here on NBC is Orenthal James Simpson.
Who has not spoken since the Roger Stone raid.
OJ, what do you think about border security?
I knew to Don, we used to chase women together.
You know that's what he means. They used to hustle chicks together. Oh, somehow, they both were trying to nail the same chick a couple chicks.
Hey, man, what's going on? Can I help you?
I lived behind a wall for a lot of years. There ain't no getting by through a wall.
Ask him anything. He'd be a hit.
I had to climb over that wall at Bundy. Then I had to climb back and boom, boom, boom. I had to house the Cato's in.
I know if you're going to build a wall, it's got to be more than 6 feet.
We've been doing drugs for 2 days with Pedro Guerrero.
Remember Alan Park trying to get in the buzz. I'm running in the house.
I think. Can you imagine the ratings if a show had O.J. Simpson as their political contributor?
Yeah. I would watch. I would absolutely. It would be a must record. It would be must watch TV.
Yeah, you never know if he's going to kill somebody.
Did anyone listen to Crime Town with Quame?
Negative.
I thought it was funny that Elric pointed out that he's lying. He's supposedly like spilling his guts to this podcast, the Crime Town Detroit, which Charlie interviewed them on No BS News. And they
damn
weren't
that.
They weren't spilling too much about the Kwame interview.
Oh.
But he claimed that, was it the night he won the election or something, and he and Christine Beatty were there, and they were facing the Detroit River.
Oh, and cleaning up.
It was really romantic.
Was out, and something happened. And Elric said the building he was in didn't even face the Detroit River.
Yeah. Damn.
So he's lying.
ML told me, he goes, I was there that night, and he was just describing the building, Trudy, and then he sent me this picture. Of the building where the headquarters was, and an arrow that says headquarters and which way the river is. We'll post
river,
it.
HQ, but KK.
ML's point was, the guy can't even tell the truth about something as simple as that.
I know, he's admitting to the affair.
Maybe
he's lying about the circumstances.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to make it sound romantic.
And they played a quote about how He was so upset because people were celebrating and dancing after his guilty verdict. And he just couldn't believe the attitude was, we finally got him. It's like, no, you got yourself. Remember all the text messages? You're talking to your contractor friends all the time via text message. Are you going to bid on this? Did you bid on that? Maybe you shouldn't bid on this. Why would the mayor be doing that?
Yeah.
Gee.
Not to mention and the fact that if he would have just paid his restitution, he'd be fine now.
Only have $6 a month.
It was
lies,
going
more lies.
Back into court and reopening that can of worms that it was fucked
he
him all up.
He lied under oath, yeah. You know, that was it, he is a huge liar. He's a massive liar. It was really, when he was mayor, what was going on was ridiculous. Mm. You know, the vehicle, the wife's vehicle that he lied about, yep. And he never would, and they totally busted him. He bought a one-year lease so nobody would know. It was like $24,999, so it didn't go over the amount, 25 grand. He got busted for that. He got busted for a million things. And it was always, you know, the race card, the race card, the race card, the race card.
People have it out for him.
So he gets busted, he gets thrown in jail, he gets out, and it was at that point that I thought he really sort of jumped the shark. You know, remember the private plane to fly him to Texas? Yeah. It's like, wait, you just stole all this money?
Hell yeah.
A private plane, a mayor who makes, what, $150,000 a year, taking a private plane to Texas. He gets his giant mansion, two Escalades, fake job that he never reported to. Because if you followed us, we know, you know, we called there many times. Mm-hmm. And they told us that his key card had been used like five times in a year.
Busted.
He was. No, he never went to work. That was reported on. We know that. He made $150,000 for doing nothing. It was a nothing job. And
why? Why again? Why?
And then
that
he was
question's
supposed to
never
pay.
Answered. Why give him a fake
I don't know.
Job?
I don't know. He got money to leave the city. Remember the you know, supposedly a loan? Yeah, I bet he's paid that back. And then he's making, I don't know, it was like $12,000 a month, and he claimed, after all my expenses, I only have $6 to pay towards my restitution. $6 a month is all I have. Lies, lies,
like
lies,
OJ.
Lies.
Have you listened to the to that podcast?
Just heard the cut about him saying people celebrating the verdict, and we finally got him.
How bummed out was he about that?
Oh, he's very upset because he worked so hard for the city, of course.
Yeah, come on.
They got him so many times. He lied so many ways.
They never thought they were going to get caught. But we caught him.
His detail in Washington?
Oh.
The idea that
the 10
like,
security guards he took when they had security for him when he was there. And no one knows him there. No one knows him in Washington. He's the mayor of Detroit.
You know, just friendly like that.
At the time, Christine had a boyfriend named Lou Beattie.
Listen to how nice Kwame is about Christine to Lou.
When we were 11th graders, Lou came back to tell me one day
Christine didn't put
out. Were in the locker room. Lou was in there bragging about his women and something about, oh, my women are fine or something. And Kwame supposedly chimed in and said, not Christine.
Listen to how lovingly she looks back at that.
And he was talking about how fine his woman was and how beautiful she is. And she was this and that and that. And so I leaned over and I said, man, your woman ain't that fine, man. She just all right.
Good one.
Why is that funny?
Yeah, really?
Because he really had
well,
a
why did you
for
say
her.
An asshole?
I think I said it. You know, immature 15-year-old. I think I said it because I liked her. And he was bragging about her. And so it was like one of those things. It was not true. I just wanted to shoot it down. I didn't feel like hearing all that in there.
Why is that so funny?
The next day in class, she was looking at me real mean. And I said, hey, what's wrong with you? You was dogging me and my boyfriend and all that. She went off, slap off. Just she went off. I said, hey, you know what? I apologize.
That's a lovely story.
Good one.
Christine forgave Kwame. And they became friends.
Yeah.
I did like her a lot. I used to go by her house. We went to the movies. Yeah. I mean, she was my favorite person to just be around. We became
trick.
Really
she
close
was very
friends.
Angry.
The
I apologized.
At the end of the day in
it's
high school.
Large bag, you know what I mean?
Christine, which is, I do want to say this. I know she's going to be embarrassed by this. But Christine was the no sex till marriage girl in high school. That was her.
Lou and I had broken up, so we were not together. And then senior year, Kwame and I kind of liked each other. But, you know, we were always hesitant. And
why?
I don't know. You know, just afraid.
I wouldn't put out.
You know, you're a teenager. You don't want to tell anybody really how you feel. And, you know, am I cute enough? Too many pimples on my guy. You might see, you know, just pure insecurity.
I liked her incredibly. I was always so nervous around Chris. I didn't like anybody else like I liked her. And
let's see if I can find the part about the river. Jump ahead here.
You know, that's my boy. I'm his girl. I mean, we're always going to be solid friends, which is how we even started working together.
I jumped ahead.
And when Kwame decided to enter politics, he picked Christine to be his campaign manager.
You
hire her to be to help run your campaign, right, for mayor. Yeah.
Declare myself as a candidate for the mayor.
Well, we all know, what yelling happened afterwards. You get elected.
Always yelling.
Hell she's, yeah. You know, she's helped
it's
you.
It's time for all of us to rise up and begin our future right here.
By tripling our income.
Hell yeah. I want to quickly move to the moment.
Oh. Bring back the sexy music.
Yes.
You know, it's December 2001.
Yeah.
You've won election as mayor.
We, as a Kilpatrick campaign and as a Detroit community, declare victory.
Yeah. And it's around Christmas.
You had me at
you know
hello,
what I'm talking about?
Jerry Maguire, 2000.
And can you just take me through that that moment?
Well, when we got to that place, we had done something impossible. Everybody was telling me I was too young. And then all the people that wanted to support me was telling me that she
I hid my earrings.
Good job. So standing by her and her standing by me throughout that campaign, it was just amazing.
It was a job.
Is that hard?
We came together in this dynamic moment when we were actually cleaning up.
Oh, I don't believe
the campaign
that.
Campaign headquarters.
Oh, bullshit.
And, he was cleaning up. Yeah, he picks up garbage.
Overlooking everything.
It
kind of
hit us
line.
Both at the same time that we won this race. This is crazy how we do this.
Let's put
laughing,
our genitals
we were
together.
Crying, and I hugged her.
We were laughing. We were crying.
I kissed her.
Whoa. Oh. I was like,
it was like, whoa, what was that? You know, because it caught us so off guard. When I tell you, it was one of those moments.
Put my dick in here and see what that feels like.
Where the moon is perfect over the Detroit River, the snow was dancing across. You know, it was one of those like moments where you needed a T.S. Eliot, a much better writer than I could do it.
You're fat.
Really describe what
she's not that pretty.
It was powerful.
The moment was powerful, Drew.
It was not powerful. It might have been powerful.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Music powerful.
It was not powerful. He's not that hot.
I just remember
she's
kissing. And it was kind of like, oh, shoot, what just happened? Mm-hmm. Wow, is this still feelings there? Okay, what does this really mean?
Christine and Kwame both tried to put the kiss behind them. But when Kwame took office and Christine became his chief of staff, their close working relationship made that difficult.
I want to put the blowjob behind me, though.
When the day was done, maybe at 8:30, we're sitting in the office talking for 3 hours.
Oh, come on.
Now, mind you, I just spent the whole day with you working. Why do I need to talk to you for 3 hours?
Good question.
After we're done working. But that was the relationship.
Relaxing, laughing,
you naturally
talking,
with somebody every day.
Sleeping, and
you're
making
naturally
love.
With somebody, not just during the day, but at night. Sometimes we had to work literally. We're working until midnight, one,
he
two,
worked so hard.
Three in the morning, and you have
you
the Bonnie and Clyde type atmosphere. Somebody who's willing to stay up all night and work with you and all that, and order
some
in,
dick.
You know, get some
work love, dick.
You start to develop in those moments with the tension,
make it happen,
and then the excitement. And so we kissed again, and eventually we started
you
to have an affair
so
over the next
good,
few months.
What was the first one like?
Somebody got a dick?
I remember texting her, I need my dick sucked.
I don't want to get into the full details of my sex life, but my husband was my first and my only up until Kwame. So the level of guilt that
I don't believe that. I kind of believe that.
Fully violated. You know, my husband
I don't
and my
believe
marriage,
it,
that was not a light thing to
that weighed
on.
The definition of is.
The whole thing was, oh my God, we can never do this again. What the heck are we doing?
Made up 48 J's and BJ's?
Yeah, so it didn't start like, hey, you know, let's get it on. No, that wasn't it. You know, it was the.
Is that usually how affairs begin?
We are tripping. You know, there was always the guilt and this is wrong thing. oh, but it does feel that whole, it feels so right, but it's so wrong.
Hell
right.
Yeah.
The comfort right. was that he was there for me and I was there
damn
for him.
That.
And I think the level of vulnerability that he could show with me what? Without it changing oh, my perception level of him bullshit. Or who he was, I think was comforting for him.
She love you.
I'm very vulnerable when you don't blow me.
You start to develop two lives. One at home, which you're scarcely at, and one at the office. The
when
office
I get lots of BJs.
Life was 60 hours a week, minimum. I was two different guys. Carlita noticed I was two different guys. She didn't like the guy that was
damn.
And she used to say that all the time. I don't
the
like
guy that
him.
Wants to leave the house to get
don't
laid.
Bring him in here. It kind of became what who I was the most.
I need you.
Were you friends with her before that?
No, never friends. I mean, we were friendly, you know, because I was that. But I don't think she probably cared much for me. When you're a woman, you just, I mean, you look at people that are around, and I think my level of influence was uncomfortable for her, as it should have been.
I was competing pussy.
I never was disrespectful, never
there's
that.
There's some good stuff
but
coming up. You want me to jump forward?
The lie that I had to stand in this woman's face in her house and know that this was going, that I never could reconcile that for me. That literally, ugh.
Yeah,
I mean,
sounds like you reconciled it somehow.
How do you look yourself in the mirror and do that?
Do you remember Dedan?
You know what I mean? That's, it was like, what kind of woman are you?
Yes.
Like, I had those conversations in my head with myself.
This is Crime Town's podcast, by the way.
What's the music?
Not giving in.
Cool. Cool drum beat.
We're involved with
cool bongos.
Later, you know, told her, you know, about 5 minutes later, you go up instead of both of y'all walking in at the
her
same time.
Her name is Dedan, by
his
the
close
way.
Friend and aide. Dedan was constantly by the mayor's side.
Is it D-D-A-N?
Especially in Detroit.
Yeah, short for Dedaniel.
Up to him. Hey, want to take a picture rubbing all on his chest?
Hot.
I mean, there was females I know he were involved with.
He were involved
that
with?
Wasn't it's his today. Wife. You know, let me give an example. We in D.C.
Interesting.
We leaving a location, a bar, whatever, club. And they riding back with us. He went up to his room, you know, while she stayed in the car. And then later, you know, told her, you know, about 5 minutes later, you go up instead of both of y'all walking in at the same damn time.
How genius.
Wow.
Then, one day, one of Kwame's drivers told Dedan about an especially surprising rendezvous.
He was riding with the mayor. He was driving the mayor, and the mayor said, I had to drain my pipes or something.
Is that?
And he walks in, the mayor goes in the house. I mean, 5 minutes later, Christine comes in the house.
Somebody got there?
Pulls up and goes in, and they in there for however long they in there.
How long?
20 minutes.
And that was the first time you
became aware that they were involved with each other.
And I mean, drain the pipe is kind of a vivid metaphor.
Yeah.
I was going to say I need my dick sucked, but I was cleaning up for the driver.
I was taken aback by it because, you know, I knew they were close in relationship. But, you know, like I said, it was nothing that I knew of until that moment.
Kwame and Christine were getting
slow
sloppy.
In the uptake.
More and more people around them suspected they were having an affair.
Mm.
And one of their biggest mistakes, all those text messages they were sending on their city-issued pagers.
Oops.
Is there any moments where you almost
So I remember...
I need my dick sucked!
I think Kwame had texted some message like...
I need my dick
something,
sucked!
Something, I love you. Yes, you know, it was something sucked. Like that. And Lou read my pager.
Oops.
And he was like... What? And I remember thinking, oh my God, like this is a problem. Like, okay.
How did you
I mean, I was like, you know, this is just like my boy. We was, you know, we were talking about something and he was, you know, I did the, you know, as much spin as I could, but yeah, where my failure was is that I let Kwame in that space. I became so in love with him and the idea of him.
Ugh.
And there was really no coming back, after, you know, for my husband. You know,
I love you, Christine, when I need my dick
well,
sucked.
I'm not being honest. I'm being very disingenuous because I'm not revealing, oh, I'm having an affair. You know, and unfortunately, my husband and I did get a divorce. You got the warning. Do you know what I'm saying? You got the warning to stop. You got the warning to quit.
But he needs his dick sucked.
So when it blows up in your face to that magnitude, you know, you can only blame yourself because you got the, you should have stopped. You should have stopped.
I'm sorry, but it seems like such a huge risk. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just your married guy and having
affairs.
Oh,
listen to this Kwame logic here.
You're the mayor of a, you know, major U.S. city.
Yeah.
And all eyes are on you.
So you're talking about a guy who at 25 years old took the risk of running for the state house and the guy who runs for mayor of a major city at 30 years old.
Family is part of a political machine.
Was normal. It wasn't risk, John. It was just life.
Whatever.
I mean, weren't you ever worried about what you'd lose if you were ever found out?
Can we jump ahead to when he tells Carlita?
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't think that far.
Anybody sucked.
You know, did I ever see myself sitting in a prison because I lied under oath about an affair?
No.
I thought that, like most men, when they're in that situation, I can handle it. And how wrong I was.
Somebody got a dick?
Why is he simplifying it to lying under oath about Christine?
Because he likes doing that.
When did it end?
Makes him feel better.
I think the biggest break in it was in 2005, right before the election. It came to
a time when I sat down
and had a conversation with Carlita. And I told her I was exhausted and we had a heart-to-heart. We decided that it was time to really try to figure out how to reignite our marriage. And so I had a very tough conversation with Christine in 2005. Went to her home and we had a conversation in the house and there was a lot of crying and tears. But the thing was that I told her that we just couldn't do it anymore. It was sad for both of us, but she also knew that it was right. So it was a balance between being devastating, but also being the right thing to do.
Okay, well,
even though their affair was over, Kwame and Christine kept working together.
Ooh. Memos and allegations of misconduct in the Manoogian mansion. The accusations fly. Was there a cover-up? And where does the truth
And when Deputy Police Chief Gary Brown filed his whistleblower suit against the city, Christine and Kwame had to make a choice.
And this is a moment I always regret. I remember we had a pre-meeting with our city attorneys. And I remember them asking us, is there anything that you guys want to tell us up front? But of course, I know that there was no way that, we wanted to divulge the fact that we had had some sort of personal affair. Because of course, we already felt terrible about our families. And, you know, so it was like, yeah, I don't think we'll be telling. No, nope, we're good. We don't need you to tell anything. But the dumb rationale in our own mind was, it has nothing to do with the case. So how could it ever come? So no, we don't have anything to tell you.
They would go on to deny their affair under oath.
Oops.
During the time period 2001 and 2003, were you and Mayor Kilpatrick either romantically or intimately involved with each other?
No.
Mayor Kilpatrick, during 2002 and 2003, were you romantically involved with Christine Lee?
No. Objection.
What did he say?
He said
but
no.
Then,
he was
one day in January of 2008, Christine got some alarming news.
Somebody got a dick?
I remember our press secretary coming down the hall. He said, "Hey, Chris, real quick, I just want to tell you." He said, "I got a call from ML Elric, and he said to tell you that he wants to talk to you and Kwame.
You piece of garbage.
You know exactly what it's about, and he'll only talk to you two." And they're running this story on Thursday.
We know that's when he already read the text messages.
And my heart dropped. I walked into the mayor's office and I said,
"He's
suspicious."
In 2007, Gary Brown's lawyer had subpoenaed thousands of text messages between Kwame and Christine.
Oops!
He used those text messages to convince the city of Detroit to settle the lawsuit.
Yeah, give them more money.
The texts were supposed to remain secret.
Oops.
Now, they are about to hit the front page.
Nah.
I mean, we just went into this dumbfounded look of, oh my God, like, we can't, there's no figuring out of this one. We had to call up all of our office staff together, brought them into the mayor's conference room, and the mayor said, you know, to everybody, there's going to be something coming out in the paper on Thursday that's going to be life-changing for this administration.
I'm sorry.
And I left out of the office that day, and I never walked back into the mayor's office that day.
Fake news. See ya.
All right. Crime Town.
It's a terrible nightmare.
Which episode was that?
Episode 14, appropriately titled The Affair. And their website is crimetownshow.com. You can get it on Spotify or, you know, wherever you get this podcast.
Interesting that they talk to Crime Town, but they never talk to anyone else. Wonder why. Maybe a little upset.
Want to talk about
people around here?
It's a bit butthurt.
Yeah, because because it's just removed from the city.
Probably.
It's not
local.
You want
to hit the outro, Brandon?
Got it.
Yeah, they
do a good job, though. I want to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, they did pretty well.
Episode 15 is the murder of Tamara Green, Strawberry.
But I think you could probably ask a lot better questions if you know the story inside out like ML does.
Yeah, yeah, but you know. I'd like to get ML's take on this.
Maybe a little easier to answer the questions if the person doesn't know the whole story.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
You're controlling the story.
And he gets to paint the romantic picture of looking over the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another guy saying, but you weren't even facing the river. I know what building you were in.
None of that.
No. ML's a stickler for details.
Yeah. It's good. It makes him good.
When is his podcast coming to a podcast network near you?
We had a long talk about it. Today was one of the other final days, but it got pushed back again. Probably 2 weeks. We need to have him on to talk about Clark Park. That's coming up next week.
Uh-huh.
Maybe tease everything that he's working on. He's a busy man.
Okay.
He had to go to court twice today, he told me.
Oh, really? He's in a lot of trouble?
Yeah, big trouble.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. I was hoping maybe it was work-related, but I didn't realize it was personal. I wouldn't have brought it up.
That's why he's always going to court. What a great cover, though, if he really had to go to court for something.
True. No, he'd be very fortunate. All right, everybody have a great day. We'll catch you with the weekend show tomorrow. And in the meantime, we'll see you.
Is that what you're saying?
Did I say anything like that?
That's why I asked
the
question.
Are you ignorant?
That's why I asked the question.
Are you ignorant?
That's why I asked the question.
You're an ignorant moron.
Mike, just answer. Be a man. Quit being such a man.
Be a man. You're going to question me about being a man?
You turn around and you walk away.
You're
going
to challenge me to be a man?
You've got the last word.
You're a punk. I asked you to meet me one time.
And you didn't show up.
Bullshit. I
didn't. I asked your client.
Want to bet? You think he's going to pimp me out?
Okay. He did then.
Bullshit. He didn't tell you exactly what the deal was.
Oh.
Because you go running and cry. Let me tell you something. You want to go right now? Okay? You want to go right now, Elric?
Yeah.
You're going to challenge me? You're going to challenge
I'm
me?
I'm giving you the last word.
You're going to challenge me?
Guys.
Are you going to... What last word do you want, you piece of garbage?
I'm giving it to you. I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm asking you to clarify a statement you made. You have the opportunity right now.
Did I call anybody a racist?
I didn't say
you did. Did I call anybody a racist?
I did not say you did. Counselor, you asked interrogative
questions. Get your finger out of my face. Get your finger out of my face.
Take the first shot, then, if you want to, counselor.
Get your finger out of my face.
It's gone. It's just my face here. I asked you if you'd like to say something
on
that.
Did you just say I said somebody was a racist?
I asked you, are you saying? It gives you an opportunity to answer
and
put it in your own words. I asked you, are you saying that the government is racist? There's race in this case. You have an opportunity to respond.
Because
I'm giving you that opportunity.
Because of Mr. Evelyn's quoting Martin Luther King, that somehow implies that the government's racist. Are you that ignorant?
No, I just asked you if you'd like to say something.